Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song.
Whoa.
Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful.
Yeah.
To give a piece to the feast, it's time to call blow.
Yeah.
The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio.
It can't be beat, the clash with me.
That'll leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive or motivational strategy. Successful guests promote self mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/The Remix Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone. Want to say welcome, 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 welcome. Woo! Welcome, everyone, to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know what time it is. It is a remix time. It is Sunday. It is Sunday, April the 15th, 2012. And of course, of course, of course, You guys know it is time to do the remix time. Good to see you guys in the house tonight. So good that everybody can join us. I think I don't have to tell you guys, but you know, tonight's show, woo, it's going to be pure fire. You already know that, right? Yes, we already know that. Joining us here live in the forum tonight, you guys, is Brother Panic. Brother Panic is going to be here tonight speaking with us about the rise of Sebek and the ancient now. So I want to welcome everyone, welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone out there listening, no matter where in the world you're listening from. It's so good to have you in the house tonight. Yes, it is me. It is me in the forum tonight. It is so good to have you guys in the house tonight, joining us here very, very live in the remix. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Want to say welcome to everybody listening. I see we have some first-time listeners that's in the house. Want to say greetings to all the guests who are in the house tonight as well. And remember, if you want to come over and you want to join us in chat, all you have to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix. And come on in. The chat room is open, and know that the Remix family is definitely going to make you feel right at home and welcome. You can click the sign-in button. Tell us who you are. Come right on in. And it's good to have you guys here. Sunday night, you guys, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. If you want to call in and speak, or if you want to call in and listen on the phone. So tonight, we're going to take care of quick things, and then we're going to get right to the share. We're kind of moving in warp time here, but we're going to do it remix style, as we always do. The first thing I want to say is just say thank you to everyone who joined us on Friday night. You know Bilal was here live in the remix, and we got a chance to experience a little bit of Bilal experience. If you didn't go back and hear that amazing show, you definitely want to go back and download. Yes, download that show. And thank you to all of you who reached out to Bilal. He really enjoyed the share. It was a remix first. Definitely, I'm sure he'll be back to do it again. Yes. Now, also, I want to say this. You guys know on Fridays, I told you that the Know Your Magic Oracle deck was ready. Well, all of you who have already placed your orders know that you'll be getting those Oracle decks, those Oracle cards in your hands very, very soon. Know that you'll be getting that in your hands real soon. And as a matter of fact, also the website is up. And so if you want to go and get your Know Your Magic Oracle cards, you definitely want to do that. And for everyone who places the cards, I left it open Friday night before left it open Friday night and said, if you place the order before the 48 hours, and tonight at midnight is going to be the 48 hours, then you will have access to a very, very special introduction that I'm going to do for everyone who placed their order for the Oracle deck. So if you want to know how to get there, if you want to know how to get your deck, because we're going to be doing all kinds of magical things with the Know Your Magic psychic Oracle deck and having a lot of fun with that, just go to www.msblueblast.com/cards, C-A-R-D-S, and everything is right there. No matter where you're living at in the world, you can pick your deck up. You want to do it now because you definitely want to take advantage of getting in on this very, very soon. It's going to be a lot of magical things. Also want to say big ups to everyone for the sessions that they had last week and also the sessions that will be coming up this week. So sessions are going amazing. You guys know how to reach me for that. Question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. And then also, you know, that if you want to get the Know Your Magic audio workbook, you can just go to www.msblueblast.com, and you can find that there, too. And just want to thank everybody who's investing in themselves. A lot of things coming up. Be on the lookout Monday night. We will do a Blue Blast call. I'm going to post that. If you have questions, email me, and we'll get to that. Now, we've taken care of the housekeeping, so now it's time for us to get ourselves ready so we can receive this message that Brother Panic is going to come on and share with us. And you know, he hasn't been on this month, but I know he has a lot that he's going to be sharing with us tonight. For those of you joining us live, you're certainly in for a treat. To hear us right here live tonight with Brother Panic. And for those of you who know, you can also reach Brother Panic at Panic, P-A-N-I-C, Pack, P-A-C-K, at hotmail.com. That's going to be all those things. Herb Pack 2.0 that you've been hearing about. I know that everybody knows about all over the world that you guys have been getting this Herb Pack that's helping you with your third eye and all of your other magical needs. Whether you're using chants, the CDs, the bath, everything to work on, really helping yourself get yourself in tune to really, really what I say, know your magic. You definitely want to do that. Now, tonight we're going to be getting down with some real business. Brother Panic is coming on to talk about the rise of Sebek and also the ancient now. So we're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue. Yes, we're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue. And then we're going to move around. Yes, we're going to move around. We're going to dance a little bit. As we get ready to welcome Brother Panic joining us in the forum tonight. So here we go. Welcome, Remix family. So good to have you guys in the house tonight. Oh, and I'm going to be on Twitter during the show, so we can tweet back and forth.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue, and remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
That's it. Okay, you guys. So here's what I want you to do. Everybody, stand up. We're going to jam a little bit as we get ready to start. Yes, 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 we're going to jam. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to jam a minute. I'm looking for our song here. Looking for it as we get ready to get it. Uh-huh. I know it's on the board. I tell you, this is how you know this show, pure fire, tonight. That's what it's going to be. It has no other choice but to be that. It's so many things going on, I tell you. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you. All right. So here we go, you guys. We're live in the remix. So good to have everybody in the house. Here we go.
Thank you. You know what's on my mind.
Give it up, girl.
We've been wasting too much time. You know you got what I want. You come on, you're about to blow my mind.
Ready to welcome Brother Panic to join us in the forum. So let's go ahead and bring Brother Panic on. Peace and greetings to you, Brother Panic.
Peace. What's going on, Miss Blue?
Oh, greetings, greetings. Everything is good. Everything is definitely better now. How are you doing tonight?
Pretty good. I'm going to shout out the Remix family. Thank you, everybody, for showing up. I see all the heads in the house, King Cook, Esther, Jewel Diamond, Sandra T, L.A. Blue Ink. I see everybody's in the house. I seen there was a new listener in the house, General something. Well, you're going to be an old listener by the time this shit hits this thing. You're going to be an old listener. Now, you know when you get that resistance, when you get that resistance, like the little bit of resistance of signing on tonight, that's when there's certain energy that don't want you to hear what's about to go the fuck down tonight. So that's serious business. This is what you always look for when you get that little. Everything in this reality has a resistance. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Even your movement has a resistance. So when you get that resistance, that's when you know you're about to make some spiritual progress. Shit is about to go down. You're about to. You're ready to receive these treats. You know what I'm saying? Tonight's gonna be a good night. Y'all gonna have to. You're gonna have to get some pens and pads because this is some information that you're gonna wanna start dealing with, because as always I give you things that you can do on your free time as opposed to just philosophizing on what the goddamn Illuminati is gonna do to your ass when they so choose to do it. So this is something really, really good. This is a spiritual breakthrough that's happening here. That's backed up, as you'll see, with scholarship, and this is from the brother Steve Coakley. Now, if y'all don't know who Steve Coakley is, I won't yell at you, but I will say you about one ridiculous motherfucker here tonight.
Yes.
listening to me if you don't know who that is. Steve Coakley just made the transition. And not only was he a dynamic speaker, he was within this circuit that we deal with and we call consciousness. You know, he wasn't just a black dude. You know what I'm saying? He was in this circle. In fact, he's the one who told Bobby Hemmett to start lecturing. And I believe, and Bobby will tell the story, I'm sure, and has told this story, he's the Bobby opened up for Steve Coakley first, I believe. Or it's some Steve Coakley-related situation is what got Bobby to speak. So we need to understand who Steve Coakley is. Steve Coakley uncovered before you niggas went absolutely ape shit and lost your mind what was going on with the Boulay. The reason you know the word boule is because Steve Coakley uncovered it when it was something to uncover. And what he talked about is a little different besides what you niggas is asking if goddamn Mobb Deep is in the boule. It was way beyond that. It is the elite within these college fraternities. So within these black fraternities, the secret society out of that was the boule. And I guess the best way to describe how they sell us out is they have the if you can't beat them, join them mentality.
Join them.
They have they don't have the well, let's burn America down. They have like, well, let's just get our share because we work so hard. So Bill Cosby was on a show early in his career called I Spy, and his password to get into this club on a TV show was Boulay, and he said that was his mother's name. So his show, the TV show, The Cosby Show, was the personification of the boule in sitcom form. Very, you were no longer threatening, so you had names like Theo, Dagmus, Thaddeus, Elvin, shit that doesn't even, you know, there was no Raheems. Everyone's going to college. Even though he stayed semi-true to his culture in terms of jazz, but it blended into the mainstream instead of you being able to carve it out to empower yourself, your energy was still used to empower this mechanism called America. So jazz now didn't belong to us. It was our contribution to a bigger pie. So their idea, quite simply, was if you can't beat them, join them. And there's plenty of mayors. All this is done by Steve Coakley and was later picked up on in a magazine by a young brother named Javon Bruckner, who did a magazine called The Ghetto Times. So not to mention Steve Coakley has done many lectures on many things, and you can find and challenge many motherfuckers and never back down. He's the first motherfucker to start holding up books and books and books at his lecture. He was the first one to give plenty of scholarship. He had so many books that he only brought the covers just to hold them up and show them. He's the first one to say, because you niggas don't believe me, let me give you a good white source. So we're going to give out some good white sources tonight. You know what I'm saying? Because you niggas don't believe niggas. Right. So this show is dedicated to him, and he came through. He told me a lot of shit about the science of Sobek, which we'll get into tonight. And he also explained, I asked him, well, how was he doing? He said, dealing with so much conspiracy shit, you know, he's just feeling good resting right now. He's just enjoying it himself right now. And let me tell you, each person who I know who made the transition who was conscious, you need to stick to your conscious gun. Because I, for lack of a better word, I guess you could say the rewards you get the energy that you have built up down here to make it a little bit more palatable and Christianized. The energy that you built up here on your conscious plight is there's nothing you can think in your reality that measures it down here. Nothing you can do. Even if you swim with the motherfucking dolphins, become a mermaid, and save all aquatic life for the next fucking 75 years, none of that shit will measure up to you just on your conscious plight. So you need to stick to that gun. Each person that made the transition, especially the ones who were on the cusp of what's happening now in consciousness, because we at the end game now with consciousness. All of it's connected, from Huey P. Newton to goddamn Marcus Garvey to whoever you can name, Sojourner Truth. It's all one conscious transformative plight that's ending at this point now when we're dealing with the ancient sciences. So the name of this, the other half of this name of this lecture is the ancient now, which means all that ancient shit that you are glorifying and aspiring to is here now. You have access to this shit right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a matter of making up your mind to get this thing right. Now, a couple of things, and then we're going to get into the Sobek thing. My cat had them fucking kittens. If one of you goes for this point of hell no. Take a cat.
I have to come get one. I'm going to have to
take
come
a cat.
Get one.
Come get a cat. She has five, and they're going now at the very low price of free. And with every cat you get absolutely nothing but a cat. So come on and get one. Two people already want one. The sister Sandra here, she's going to get one. Another person that lives around here, someone emailed me, and I can't find that email. Please re-email me again. Please re-email me again. That's three. So it looks like two. It's black and white, gray and white, and all white. So anybody, because I know y'all niggas, want that white cat. Y'all niggas need to stop lying. Y'all want that white cat. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need that white cat. All the shit in your house will improve. You get that white cat. You know what I'm saying? Okay, I guess we ain't giving away the white cat. Khadija Giselle, not the white cat. So we need our white people in here. You know what I'm saying? We need our white people. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? So, but if y'all want kids, inquire within. PANICPACK@Hotmail. Now, as pointed out, not only did George Zimmerman get indicted or they're drawing up charges, as we said, that was going to be obvious, but it's getting worse.
Oh, yeah.
His attorneys and all that kind of shit quit
everybody
on him.
Quit.
They told him he's fleeing, he's getting death threats. But I say, why stop there? We, as remixers, we need to keep going. Y'all need to listen to my last show as I explain how we use our mind to fuck this dude up. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
How we use our mind to fuck this dude up. That's just, we just scratched the surface because he still got to go to jail. We'll see. So keep going. We don't stop. Like, I told you that we won't stop. Uh-huh. Interesting. Also, the brother Gil Noble passed away. So we want to shout out Gil Noble. That's a warrior dog. You know, Melon. Now, I've already seen what was happening to him. I don't think he realizes he's a god yet, so I've seen him in the ancestor realm. This often happens as well.
Right.
There's been a separation in the ancestor and god realm. There's a time the ancestors knew they were gods, but they were a little bit closer to earth and so on and so forth. But this is a long time. It's been a separation. I'm not going to get into that whole discussion. And because most of the people who are making a transition don't realize that they were gods. So they're looking for this ancestor realm of just family members.
Right.
So that for this happened in such a long time, the frequency has separated. So this and I'll just leave it there. But it may take him a while to realize all this shit is based upon your own mind, where you going when you die, and all the rest of that kind of shit. So it may take him a while for even the gods down here to contact him and let him know, no, kid, there's a little bit more than that. You get what I'm saying? You know, remember, this is a guy who's dedicated to the plight of black people. But it's interesting because if you remember, I'm telling you, there are two things happening, and these two connections are happening with a symbol from the mundane level of black consciousness, the everyday we shall overcome, and now we get bigger bank loans, and look what's happening here in this community and all the rest of that, which is something Gil Noble was a part of. Something Steve Coakley was a part of was this particular world. So remember, when Steve Coakley passed, Gil Noble went first, then Steve Coakley, these energies of these two worlds are lining up. Remember, there was a time, these motherfuckers, there was the dead people versus the conscious people. I can't really even see that line like I do anymore, which is great because because of our conscious work, it raises the frequency and everybody has to go anyway. There are no leave behind. So eventually all this shit had to merge together anyway. So when you see Gil Noble and Steve Coakley, you're seeing two worlds. And as I pointed out, the energy that's trapped in the body here becomes cosmic. And then we all can use it in a greater way than we were using them as individuals to enlighten us down here. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So these two these two connections are there. So we're going to dedicate to Steve Coakley and Gil Noble. And one last thing, one of Michael Jackson's bodyguards emailed me. I ain't going to blow his name up. But he said, God damn, he said he still works in the house with family members, with Blanket and all the kids and shit. He said Mike will not leave him alone and is making him become conscious. And then he said he found the goddamn lecture that me and Bobby did. And he said, God damn it, something was always fucking me. He's straight Muslim, just like all the niggas you see on TV. He said, he see Mike at the door, at the window. The fucking dog keeps barking where Mike used to stand. He sleeps in Mike's old playroom. There was shit that I was saying and wouldn't have known when we got those channels. He was backing them shits up. He's like, yo, that's all. Because I remember now I was saying, Mike said all he wants is cheeseburgers and popcorn. This nigga said that's all Mike ate. So he was confirming some shit from before. And, you know, and he knows all of them. He's like, yo, this nigga's mundane, this one. He's telling me this nigga's a little bit conscious, this is a little bit this is a little bit that. So I gave him the writing of Michael Jackson. This nigga went ape shit. So he's like, yo, I just want to learn how to talk to these motherfuckers and blah, blah, blah. You know, he said he had the little spirit. He had, something had to be with him because he said he has a little conscious experience, but I'm assuming from his Muslim upbringing, he just shut that down. He said, but now that Mike's gone, shit, Mike is making him conscious. We got to understand what this shit is about and leading him to the information, him to the information. And led them to us, actually. So this shit is real.
Beautiful.
All right, so now we're going to, because we started a little bit late, we're going to get into this Sebek shit. And we're going to get into the classic definitions. So remember, there's going to be this is a study night, not a giggle night. You know what I'm saying? So even me, myself, is going to close the fucking
chat. But I'm
going to
giggle.
No, you could. That's what makes it happen. I'm talking about all this chat room shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. Y'all hear that, right? Go ahead.
Right. All right. Sebek is the crocodile god. In a primitive time in the canals of Egypt, when they had dried up, the crocodile was able to wander the fields and kill at will, eat whatever came into his path. The Egyptians came to regard this animal as the personification of power over evil and death associated with the demon god Set. So Sebek is also associated with the god Set. We got to remember this. Set is negative polarity. Set is the template for the devil and evil. Later times, according to Herodotus, this is when it became Greek. Crocodiles became sacred, a part of Egypt, such as Shedet, later on called Crocodopolis by the Greeks, where a sacred crocodile was kept there in a man-made leg dug along Sebek's sanctuary. So even the word pet came from what they used to call this crocodile. It was called Petisuchos. And later on, Suchos. But the word pet actually comes from this crocodile, which means son. And we're gonna. That's why we laugh at the dog being the pet, because the word actually means son. So the white man with his dog is actually his son. But really, it's a more ancient meaning the actual S-U-N son. Because at the end of the day, the dog is Anubis and a guide, and you're guiding towards that sun, just like your kundalini is rising towards your pineal gland. And all of this is going to matter as we go along and start decoding this crocodile energy that is now active, now with us, now you can access it, and you can get what you need based upon what is going to be explained to you momentarily.
Beautiful.
The sacred crocodile was adorned with crystal gold earrings, bracelets, forepaw, and is said to be God incarnate. Visitors, remember this word, God incarnate. What is God incarnate? God incarnate is your energy in the root chakra. Your energy in the root chakra. That's God incarnate, all right? Now,
yes.
Visitors brought offerings of food, and the priests of Sebek were obligated to feed it. The crocodile was embalmed and buried, sacred vault, classical times. The Greek rendered the god's name Sukkos and called it the sacred crocodile. All right? The crocodile plays an important part in Egyptian mythology. He appears as both friend and enemy to Osiris. Friend and enemy to Osiris, all right? One myth tells that the crocodile carried the dead body of Osiris back safely to land. What this means, decoded, and we're going to get there, safely to land. I want you to remember these things I'm saying because I'm going to add them up to you. That means he was carrying Osiris back to the heart chakra, and I'm going to get into it. That's him being safely to land. So Beck, and I'm gonna break all this down, is representing the root chakra, and keep this in mind as we go along. On the other side of it, it said, so you see him as a friend here, carrying Osiris back safely to land. This is the heart chakra. Now, and on another, you see his sister wife, Isis. She had to make a little ark of papyrus plants to protect her son Horus from the crocodile god. Now, Horus represents in the same three chakras. Horus and Osiris are the same, different versions of the same thing. Osiris represents when you came down here, the lower chakras, as the dead god. You are dead down here on earth. The three lower chakras, dead down here on earth. Crowned, you represent the heart chakra, and I want to go ahead, I'm going to tell you what gland it represents as the crown of Osiris, with his journey through the land of the dead, the lower chakras. In this context, the land of the dead has many meanings. In this context, the land of the dead. Now, the papyrus is also what they wrote on, which is the word. And Horus, the baby Horus, represents your light or your soul or the avenging of the dead god. Remember I said God is incarnated, or you or your energy or your God force or your soul has incarnated in the lower chakras as the dead god Osiris. The Redeemer or the Avenger represents Horus. And Horus in different states represents your consciousness. Horus over the resigned, this Harper, which is actually Haru Pakrates, which became Harpocrates, the baby Horus. The baby Horus represents the innocence of your conscious path, which I've told you before. The pure of heart is what your true path of conscious is, the element to your true path of conscious. You're neither this way or that way. The baby Horus is the god of silence, which represents the silence of the soul and the silence of you taking one side or the other side. The silence of your opinions, which I try to connect to you, and people are not getting this on a conscious metaphysical level. They're getting it on a mundane level when I'm telling you to loose yourself of the shackles of humanity. This represents the baby Horus or your new birth into consciousness, meaning the silence, the chatter of this goddamn place. I am for this. I am a fucking Nubian. I'm a fucking Moor. I'm a fucking this guy. I'm a dark magic guy. I'm a fucking light worker. All that shit is not a conscious path. All of that is groups and opinions. You may learn some shit out of that, but then again, you may learn some shit watching Oprah. So that don't mean nothing. You get what I'm saying? So on the occult level, you are divorcing yourself from this dead reality. You are the avenger of your dead father, but you only need to recognize that the dead god is you. You don't recognize. You think you alive with your kundalini and a black woman's titty and a black man doing fucking push-ups. You think you are alive in this garden. You got melanin and you better than the white man. That's all layered shit and physical shit. Once you realize you have died, you are the dead god, and the redeeming energy first starts with the baby hopper crotch, which stands on alligators and holds in his hand snakes. Kundalini energy is telling you your first journey, the mentality of your first journey throughout the kundalini energy. Now, let me just skip ahead a little bit. So, Beck, if you turn your spine to the side and look at it, just your spine, and you can do this online, you'll see a crocodile mouth.
Yes.
And at the end of that, you'll see your tailbone, which they'll say comprises of four bones, which looks like the crocodile head. So, Beck is your spine or the descending set energy into the root chakra. Now, let's get into a little bit more, Sobek, so you can see these things. Egyptians who worked and traveled on the Nile hoped that and prayed to Sobek, the crocodile Nile god who would protect them from being attacked by crocodiles. The Nile River is the kundalini energy. Not decoded, it was a known thing. The Nile River flowed upwards, which was weird, but everything else flowed down. So the Nile was the life force, was the life force of Egypt, which represents the world's kundalini. Just like you have a kundalini energy, the planet does.
Right.
That was the Nile River. So the crocodile energy, bringing it up and them being protected, represented, again, the lower chakras. That's why the alligator is always in the swamp or in Florida. In the land down under, Australia, because it's an energy that represents your tailbone. Your tailbone has 33. That's where you get the 33rd degree Mason from, 33, and I'll break down all these vertebrae for you. But the tailbone consists of the last four and could be looked at as one. So it would add up to 29, then 30. Remember that number. All right. In Egyptian mythology, Sobek was the first to come out of the waters of chaos to create the world. As a creator god, he was originally linked to the sun god Ra. So what this tells us on a physical level, if your tailbone is dropping from heaven or coming the first to come out the waters of chaos and is dropping down to create the world, it's also telling you the root chakra. It's also telling you it's the chaotic thing that's at the that is coming out of chaos and is falling into this world. You get what I'm saying? But as the Redeemer, that's why it's connected to Ra, which is your light or your pineal gland. And I'll explain to you what that means as we go along. Another myth appeared extremely late. He appeared extremely late in ancient history. Now, we got to first understand this, too. These one deity may have lasted like, for a certain amount of time that other deities take over. It's the same energy, but new people. So Khonsu is the old Tahuti. You get what I'm saying? So Beck is the old definition or explanation of sex, which represents the root chakra. That's why his hair is red. He is the devil. The devil is red based upon the root chakra, and this world is his. It's the world of this reality. So when they're telling you Sobek created this world out of chaos, what they're telling you is how your descending energy fell down into this world. All this science is about how you got here and how to get the fuck out, and the symbology that can help you do it. Now, Sobek was credited for catching the four sons of Horus. Now, I just told you, the tailbone has what? Four bones in it.
That's right.
Four bones in it. So now, this is symbolic of Sobek being locked in to the four bones of the tailbone, which looks like the crocodile head. Make no mistake, Google it yourself.
Yes.
Okay. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. Okay. You can call him as Suchos, god of the sacred Nile, better known as the crocodile god. And they say he guarded the treasures of Egypt. That represents the consciousness, where it must start at the root chakra. So to begin your path, the treasures of Egypt represent, in this case, the baby Horus, who will rise up standing on these crocodiles with the kundalini energy, who will rise up and therefore enlighten you. So that represents the jewel or the treasure in Egypt, or what they would call the buried treasure. You get what I'm saying? The buried treasure.
Right. Yes.
It represents what you have to dig or go within to raise up, forms of alchemy. Now, this motif derives from the birth of Ra in the Old Dog or the Ogdoad cosmology. Those are the eight primal deities, which we're gonna, I'm going to break that down and tell you how to access that energy tonight. Okay. A Sobek is best suited for collecting items upon the Nile. Now, the Nile is represented as your Kundalini energy. So there are things you need to collect as you rise up. And in this case, we're only talking about the heart chakra now. We're talking about the heart chakra. This is how you've thrown yourself based upon the heart chakra. Okay. Now, Sobek itself represents, there are levels in your Kundalini. There are levels in your Kundalini. And most people, most humans activate a mundane level of Kundalini by accident, mostly when they're sleeping. And when they, and what are you doing with Kundalini? When you activate this energy, what it does, it reaches the third eye, and then it stimulates the third eye to release melanin. Most of that melanin that it releases on a mundane level gets absorbed back into the nervous system. Therefore, you only get to say black don't crack. But based upon the level of light that you are dealing with, different levels of Kundalini could be activated for different revelations. What we're talking about now and what I'm going to share with you is the symbology, the understanding, and the light to activate this level of Kundalini. You cannot do this if you're not conscious. You get what I'm saying? You cannot do this if you're not conscious. All right. Now, let me say this. In Egyptian art, Sobek is portrayed as the crocodile-headed man wearing either a solar disc encircled with the uraeus and a pair of ram's horns surrounding a mounted disc and a pair of plumes. A small pair of horns is sometimes shown above the large horns. Often the god is depicted simply as a crocodile. Variants of the name is Sobek, Suchos, and Sobek. Now, later, there's Sobek is seen in the mythology as an actual crocodile, and then a man with a crocodile's head, and as they pointed out, with a sun disc. The sun disc, because remember, the energy goes down and it comes back up. When they're referring to him with the sun disc, they're referring to him as the redeemed energy, which becomes Horus the Elder. You need to know these things. I'm going to explain them, but I'm saying it this way so you can understand how this shit is coming together. I'm trying to take some complex shit and making it accessible. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Horus
right.
the Elder. So before we had the name, or use the name based upon society then of Horus the Elder, he was Sobek Ra, the victorious version of the fallen god. You get what I'm saying? So we're trying to become Sobek Ra. So when you hear the mythology of him taking Osiris, the dead god, which is the three lowest chakras, to the land, Satan to the heart chakra, and him as a helper, when you see Horus standing on him, it's almost just saying that Horus is also standing on the circles of time, the circles of time, which is the root chakra. The crocodile represents the circles of time, ancient reptilian Kundalini, where you niggas have been fooled into believing that these reptilians are somehow these fucking people that's walking around with pulsating skin. What they're talking about is the ancient man. They're talking about you. How do I know? Because I fucking know. And if you need another fucking example, Captain Hook and Peter Pan. Captain Hook was scared of what? Time and alligators. Time and alligators. Because the alligator eating him represented him getting a spine and falling into the circles of time. He was outside of the circles of time because the whole story of Peter Pan is about boys who did not want to grow up. Pan represents the pineal, and he still was in the astral world. Captain Hook was taking him on his boat to the real world. You get what I'm saying? The solstice boat, the boat of his soul. They wanted to stay in this limbo dealing between time, time and astral, this time in this astral world, fake time, if you will. Captain Hook's whole shit was, I do not, he's Kronos. He has a hook. He was like, I did not want to fall back into time. So this crocodile represents the circles of time, or the lowering of your spine. The Sotek energy is your spine. That's what crocodiles do. And what they do is dive and roll, just like a chakra. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
All right, we're gonna keep going. Among the Egyptians, the full grown Horus was considered the victorious sun god, who each day overcomes darkness. There are many versions of Horus. Horus over the horizon, the baby Horus, Horus the father, Horus the redeemer,
yes,
of the father. Just like,
right,
Jesus. Jesus of this and Jesus of that and Jesus of this. There's many versions. But what y'all niggas should be interesting is Horus the victorious, the elder Horus. See, because,
yes,
the five original deities, which we'll get into, that Tahuti created to give you a 365-day year as opposed to 360, is Set,
right,
Nephthys, Asar, Aset, and Horus the Elder. How come,
yes,
in this early mythology you can have Horus when technically in the timeline he wasn't born yet? Because they were not dealing with the circles of time. They were already telling you your victory story. Your victory story where Horus and them are redeemed as a brother, or has gone from the baby, the father, the Horus of the rising, the discard, the discard. It's your journey through your past, through your chakras, the different levels of Horus. Work with me, folks. Work with me. It is a journey through the chakra, but you must start, or you must call on Sobek for ancient level Kundalini. Come on now, come on. All right.
Oh, that's that.
So we are in this cycle. He often represents with the head of a sparrowhawk, which is sacred to him. As the hawk flies above the earth, Horus fights battles against Set, then to finally achieve victory and become the ruler of Egypt. All the pharaohs of Egypt were seen as reincarnations of the victorious Horus. So they know to be throned, you must not put yourself in the form of this, the fighting Horus, the war Horus. You must put yourself,
right,
in the position of the victorious Horus.
Horus.
We're not doing that. Everybody,
yes,
just name is Horus. You know what I'm saying? My name is just Haru. No, there's different levels of it. You get what I'm saying? This shit is a science, not just a fucking fashion show. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Understand, this story is like any other story. Every single story in every movie you can watch is based upon mythology. You cannot do nothing without them.
Yes.
You need a love.
Right.
You need a bad guy. You need three acts.
Yes.
You get what I'm saying? Representing third dimension.
Right.
Now, every Bruce Willis, every Arnold Schwarzenegger story, any motherfucking story you can, when you walk in a movie theater, you already know Bruce Willis will win. You already know Schwarzenegger will win. Stallone will win. Eddie Murphy's going to get over. You already know this. But the idea is just, it's the path is you sitting down watching the show just to see how it was done. You get what I'm saying? So
right.
Now, with this being said, with this concept and understanding being said that you know every day that you don't think about, this is why Horus the Elder is in the early pantheon of the five that are down here. Now, these other five represent your five limbs and that five-pointed star that you niggas is still scared of Baphomet. How to activate Asar, Aset, Nephthys, Set, and the Elder Horus. Well, you still fucking having these reservations about what a goat named Baphomet looks like. You don't understand the energy is ancient energy, and it's the way the ancients saw it to empower all parts of your five functions. You got five fucking points on you. The sun god,
yes,
is your head. Left, right, Nephthys, and Set. The lower, your legs, which come out of your chakras. Your creative comes out your shoulders with your throat chakra. Asar and Aset. You get what I'm saying? Come on,
right,
man. They used to call the Big Dipper, before it was called the chest of,
yes,
Osiris, it was called the thigh of Set.
Yes.
Which means they're telling you these limbs are connected and have, once you line up, now I've been selling you this book and you niggas still ain't put it together, how to turn your five senses into super senses.
Into, yes.
Super senses. Listen closely.
Yes. Yes.
5 times 72 is 365. Let me
right.
make sure that's right. Or let me make sure that, no, I'm sorry, 360. My bad. 360. That 360 is the full man. That picture you see with the, that Da Vinci picture with the man in that circle, full blood. They're talking about his five senses activated through the 72 parts. It's the super senses. The number 72 makes it super senses. That's the number of the Goetia, my niggas. Come on. Listen, y'all really don't want me to get on some lecture shit. We've been bullshitting so far. We've been bullshitting so far. And we're only on page one. Now, the demon Salos, S-A-L-L-O-S, he's one of 72 Goetia. He's the duke. He rides on, it's an old man on top of a crocodile.
Yes.
This means you've just been introduced or reintroduced to the Elder Horus, the victorious version of goddamn Sobek or the baby Horus. So when you deal with the sigil, that energy, you're lining yourself up with a victory that is timeless. That you think you need to go through these paths, and on a level you do need to go to these paths, but for the most part, right now, if you niggas are still on the path, you wasting your time listening to me. You niggas should be seeing the victory already. I've been saying this for a long time. Don't use your will to get it. Know that you already got it. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
This is the science of Horus the Elder, the victorious. That's why you are born to this victory, just like the pharaohs were born to their throne and was automatically the Elder Horus. This shit is the ultimate in the mind control that you're looking for, how to control your mind. The demon, Salios, is nothing but the victorious version of a fallen Sobek that is ridden or in control by the Elder Horus. Or Jesus rides the ass like Salos rides the crocodile, which the crocodile, not just because I said so, the Egyptians have told you so, that he is set. So Jesus rides the devil, or Jesus rides the ass. The ass is also set. So you're talking about your victorious light being ridden on the primal energy. The coal turns to a goddamn diamond. A diamond does not exist without the coal. So you must go and dig out the coal, which means you must go in, Crocodile Dundee, and get the fucking Sobek to become Sobek Ra. You get what I'm saying? Sobek Ra.
Right.
The Elder Horus. And if you need another way to express it, you deal with that demonic shit. All you dark side niggas and all the rest of that kind of shit. He has a legion of 30. Now, I told you, the spine, and I'll give you the breakdown of numbers, are 29, and then the tailbone, which is four separate or bones. Sometimes it does vary. The tailbone can be looking at one thing. So you got 29 and the 30. You're talking about him leading the 30, the legion of 30. You're talking about your spine. You're talking about Kundalini again. The 33 comes when you break down the tailbone. Look at it. Go Google it. Look at the tailbone.
Right.
You'll see a crocodile. You really will. Now, okay, let me tell you some things that you could do to summon him. Red candles. Well, what's that? The root chakra. Silver or metal. Water and the aster plant, A-S-T-E-R. And you could do him in the daytime. Now, that's the demon Salos, and he is nothing. This is very important shit. This is really some real breakthrough shit. Anybody who's on some shit, if anybody's here for a show, then I'm sure you're having fun too. But anybody who's really trying to work and do some fucking alchemy, this is where it's at right now. Let me read a little bit about him so you know, so you understand the concept of this. Though a mighty warrior in his own right, Duke Salos, S-A-L-L-O-S, is actually one of the most sweet and sensitive of demon spirits. He is, as the saying goes, a lover, not a fighter. That is, he prefers to encourage love, lust, pleasure over war, chaos, and violence. What does that mean? Well, I'll be happy to explain. Those two snakes are polarity, the yin-yang, Iden-Pingala force. As you see in the Caduceus staff, they meet each other and keep going. This is a form of intertwined love as opposed to a form of war. You get what I'm saying? The natural ability is war. This is what is represented by the war of sex and the war in Horus. But you'll see Tahuti, which we'll get into as well, is your melanin. And Tahuti keeps the peace between the two. So Salios represents the energy that keeps the peace, or the Tahuti, within the Set and Jesus thing. So while he's riding Set, Jesus rode the ass as a form of victory, meaning these oppositions are no longer in opposition, meaning it's no longer boys versus the girls. You get what I'm saying? Patriarch versus matriarch. It's a form of androgynous thought that must come together. Therefore, the upper must ride the lower. Salos rides the crocodile. Come on. Or Jesus rides the ass. You get what I'm saying? So when they're telling you Salos is a lover, not a fighter, they're telling you something beyond the war level of you figuring out the opposites, because that's a level. That's a level in your thought. Even in your bullshit thought, oh, the queen is so this, the queen. It's like, yeah, she's so that, but we're equal. You get what I'm saying? So the king, we're equal. We're the same thing. In your next lifetime, you may be a woman or a man. A vagina and penis is a human thing. The concept of them being separated is a human problem. And this interpretation, illusion of opposites is your war. Right. Your war is not fucking me trying to prove to you that Baphomet is a symbol of alchemy. It's you proving to your goddamn self this dark versus light, good versus evil, more versus goddamn Nubian. Let it all go. Let it all go. None of that shit don't mean nothing. Get what I'm saying? All it means is you get to be on Facebook putting up fucking pictures of whoever the fuck it is you follow. Get what I'm saying? You might as well do it for Jesus, because they're talking prosperity now. You get a little bit more if you're going to follow somebody any motherfucking way. You know what I'm saying? So the idea here is you need to understand these symbols and become the baby Harpocrat first. Shut the fuck up. The God of silence. Right. The God of observation. You get what I'm saying? I first came into the lecturing, and I said, no, I need to shut the fuck up and learn some more. And they had to pry me off the couch to even start talking again, because I understood the concept. Ain't trying to drop no science and tell you what to do and have you follow this. No, I tell you, even to this day, you need to find it within yourself. But you need to shut up and study yourself. Become the guard of silence. You get what I'm saying? So you need to stop picking all these fucking sides, these fucking social clubs. So this lover and not a fighter is telling you the level, is code for telling you the level of him as Horus the Elder. Because if he's a fighter, that means he's still in the level of Set and Horus, the war god. See, there's another demon for that. That's Sitri. If you look at Sitri, who's also one of the 72 Goetia, if you look at Sitri, he's still for love, but it's a more sinister love. It's a more, I can track this whole love. It's a more that I can control this woman love. You get what I'm saying? In other words, war for your opposite sex. So they make a point of saying Salos is not like Sitri. He's a lover, but he's the lover of the intertwining kundalini, the yin-yang negative force coming together to rise, you get what I'm saying, to the new sun god, or the Sobek Ra, Haru the Elder. To redeem the father, it happens in the heart, and we'll get there. Get what I'm saying? Now, so Duke Salos wears a full suit of armor and a duke's crown. He rides on the back of a crocodile instead of a horse. Summoners use red candles, root chakra, wear a ring of silver during conjuration. He has hair that takes turn changing from black to orange. This is also telling you about the lower chakras. You get what I'm saying? And where he's actually walking from. Usually the red and the orange chakra, those two lower chakras are together. And sometimes they give you a little bit of lenience on the solar chakra, but sometimes not that much. And,
right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he gives off an aura that changes from gold to silver, respectively. What does gold and silver mean? Gold is the masculine. Silver is the feminine. The
feminine,
gold is the sun.
Yeah.
Silver is the moon. So you're talking about,
right.
You're talking about, again, his aura is going in between the masculine and feminine. This is talking about harmonizing. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Harmony
mm-hmm.
between these two two seemingly disillusion of polarity. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Because at the end,
yes.
That's all you are, in the illusion of girl and boy. And when you look
yes.
at a girl, you're just saying your feminine power. This is any girl that walks around here, that is my
that's
feminine
right.
power. I'm getting to see it through her, through a mirror of myself,
right.
as she is getting
right.
to see the mirror of her masculine side through me. We are both complements
right.
of the same one energy.
Yes.
That's you can't know the queen. Now, then you don't understand what it is you're studying. Look
right,
at the conducive
right.
staff. It comes to one
that's
point,
right.
and then the wings say, we the fuck out of here now that we became one. So
that's
you don't
right.
understand what you're saying. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or you're doing it for pussy, because that seems to be the only thing that's happening. You get what I'm saying? It is said that occasionally he will appear as a floating head. Well, what's a floating head? The sun. The rising and setting
yeah.
sun is a floating head. So they're telling you, again, Salos is the elder Horus or Sobek Ra. Sobek
mm-hmm.
connected with the sun, the floating head.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Come on, man. If we just study, we would be something. Now, let's talk about Haru-Ur. That's Horus
mm-hmm.
the Elder.
Right.
Haru-Ur is Horus the Elder. In this form, he's represented as the god of light and the husband of Hathor, or virgin of Hathor. He's now remarried to the cosmos. Hathor represents the cosmic mother or the cosmic Isis.
Yes.
So he's now married to the cosmos. He's one of the oldest and ancient gods of Egypt. He became the patron of Nekhen, which now became Hierakonpolis. Hierakonpolis, the first national god of the kingdom. Later, also, he became the patron of the pharaohs. He was called the Son of Truth. The Son of Truth. You got to remember, when they say son, they mean S-U-N. The Son of
right.
Truth. The true Son of Truth is Amun-Ra, the
yes.
sun behind
yes.
the sun. And they're talking about your victory. The false sun is the sun you see every day, which is the illusion.
Mm-hmm.
So when they're talking
mm-hmm.
about he's the Son of Truth, they're talking about the alchemical transformation that you went down and came back up. The victory. We need to, if you niggas know the laws of attraction, which you like to claim you know, they say don't focus
right.
on the problem, focus on the solution.
That's right.
The solution,
right.
wait, let's cut to the bullshit. The solution is the victorious Horus.
That's
the
right.
The solution is the victorious heart. All you have to do is get that victory is go down to the land down under and deal with that, deal with Sobek. Go wrestle that crocodile,
that's
dog.
Right.
Go on, Gator boy. Go wrestle that crocodile. Bring that shit up and get that victory or ride that victory just like that. When you're riding that crocodile like Salos, you're riding the Kundalini to return
mm-hmm.
as a floating mm-hmm. head in the sky. Come on,
yes.
come on, people, get it together. Get it together. Lady Awesome came, he became the patron of the pharaohs. See, the pharaohs understood because the priesthood was running this, but the pharaohs mm-hmm. created a divine order for the people to see, a system,
yeah.
the monarchy system. So the pharaohs had to line themselves up because they represented heaven. You get what I'm saying? They represented
yes.
heaven. So what they did was they had to show you heavenly thought. Even if they didn't know, the priests would tell them, your patron needs to be Horus the Elder. Why? Because you need to show the victory. That's why we're mummifying you, and that's why we're putting your gold in the room so these people can understand
yes.
when they get to it that this is a process that happens within. Not something that happens
yes.
without. So the Pharaohs were the figureheads for that kind of shit. Same way Obama ain't doing shit and can't do shit, but he's the figurehead of the president. So they need to, they still got to fly him in goddamn Air Force One. He's still got to be, they still got to shut down the streets because they have to show you what a victory looks like. You get what I'm saying? You know, Michelle can't walk around in a Gucci suit and all that kind of shit with some jeans, with them sweatpants and it say Juicy on the back of her ass. You know what I'm saying? She can't do that. She has to portray something. So these same pharaohs had to portray something that eventually through initiation of priesthood or whatever conscious path that's happening now, that would happen back then, it would show these things are mechanisms for what's happening within. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
All right. Lady became the prince of the pharaohs. He was also called son of truth, signifying his role as the upholder of Maat. Signifying his role as the upholder of Maat. Did I not tell you that this shit is about balancing negative and positive polarity? And to get there, you must become androgynous in your thought. You must become silenced by this world, or silenced to this lower world. Innocent to your agenda of consciousness. That's why I said before, I'd be happy to say it again to anybody who asks, you join a group, you done fucked up. You join a group, you may like the people, it may be sociable, you might like what y'all do, the dances on the weekend, or the boat rides that y'all do every now and again, and that's fine.
Right.
Nothing wrong with that. Right. But for a true conscious path, you must be silenced to an agenda. You must be silenced to an agenda. You must have unconditional love for yourself and an unconditional love for the study that you're about to untake. That means it should take you wherever it's going to take you. If you have an agenda or you have a condition, as soon as that study fails you or fails your condition, you have failed.
Right.
So if you are a Nubian, that means you can't do goddamn Boy Scout shit. If you're a Girl Scout, you got to sell cookies or die. You get what I'm saying? So that may be a nice group, but you need to know what that is, just a nice group, to compare to how far you want to go in your study. Not saying that these groups, you don't benefit from a study, but what are you trying to do? Because what I'm trying to do is know it all, know everything I can learn down here without any goddamn glasses on or any glasses that dictate what it is I need to be seeing. And that's not picking on one group. I'm talking about all groups. Don't be a Crip or a Blood neither. You get what I'm saying? Because if you're a Crip, then you can't do Blood shit. You get what I'm saying?
And
the Blood shit may be what you need to do to go to the next level. Now, so as I pointed out, that balance or that war or that silence represents the middle path as well. And that middle path is no longer left or right, feminine or masculine. It is the balance. It is another layer in the meaning of Maat, instead of you niggas talking about Maat means if I give you a dollar, you give me a dollar's worth of potato chips. You get what I'm saying? It's a balance in this middle path that you walk in. You know what I'm saying? Islam, they say you must take the straight path to God. You get what I'm saying? This middle path represents that silence. You are neither here nor there. You are neither in love with this or you no longer hate it. You have a path that you're on, and it is greater than what's happening around you or the lower human things that dictate. Now, we're talking about that for a spiritual path. We're not talking about you on the bus with a cape and a stick, talking about thou forth with and we go. None of that. We're talking about your involvement, your day-to-day involvement, how you think. This is something that you got to work on yourself. Now, so him as the upholder of Maat only means he can only be where he's at based upon him understanding the concept of Maat. And he understood it as the baby hopper card. And he went through his battle of left and right, which we call good and evil, which is nothing but polarity. He went to his battle only to become throned. You get what I'm saying? So these are stages. These are stages. He was seen as the great falcon outstretched with wings, whose right eye was the sun, left eye was the moon. Again, they're telling you, right eye sun, left eye moon, meaning he got those two snakes up to the pineal. He got them up. You get what I'm saying? He raised his consciousness from the lower depths of the Sobek, the crocodile god. He rode that crocodile, kundalini, ancient energy, into the So that is also, Seth is also called the ass. That means he rode him, or this black pig. They're telling you these things that roll in mud. The ass, mule, very stubborn. You get what I'm saying? They're talking about matter.
Yes.
They're talking about the lower self, and you having this victorious victory over your lower self. So this is all the same thing. Now, when you deal with it as Sobek, you're going to access another level of Kundalini. So this ain't your average regular Kundalini story again. We need
right,
to deal
right.
with Sobek in particular. All of these deities are different versions of your energy. There's not too much you can do about your energy. But your energy has different
right.
levels, and these deities represented different levels. The more ancient and evil the deity, the more you should get with it, because that means it's the older portion of you that's now waking up. The ancient now. The ancient is now. So these older things are waking up. Sobek, my niggas. Now, in this form, he was sometimes given the name Kem-wer. You know what that means? The great black one. And I'll pause on that while I take a drink with my goddamn apple juice. The great black one. The great black one. Heru-Ur is the great black one. Now, Horus the Elder. He's the brother of Aset, you know, Asar, Aset, Set, Neph, which makes the five. To show you these things, he represents, again, as I pointed out, the end of the Heru energy, where Heru leads up. See, we still think we're in a battle, so everybody's naming themselves Horus because they still think they're fighting this white man. You get what I'm saying? But no, what you need to do is skip all that dumb shit, go right to the end. You know what I'm saying? Read the last page of the book. You get what I'm saying? Now, there are five extra days on the 360 represents the calendar. You know what I mean? 1 year. But we know 360 represents the circle. So the five times the 72 is 300. Now, again, as I pointed out, those represent the five limbs of your body. The 72 goetia represent 72 chakras on the pineal, and the five is the divided 360 into the five senses, into the five limbs. That's the four of that 72. There's also 72 conspirators of Set that help bury Osiris. What does that mean?
Right.
The 72 points of energy or demonic light that help Set, that means that energy is telling you how the energy helped fall, the fallen god, into the lower chakras. You get what I'm saying
right.
now?
It's
telling you how this energy and how you're redeeming this energy through this 72. I don't want to go too much into it. I did a whole big chapter in my book on it, which is coming the fuck soon. So the 72 represents the 75 points of man, which is what that five-pointed pentagram is. It's the symbol of man with the middle point representing spirit. When it's upside down, you are lining those points up with downward energy. Satanic energy is downward energy, and it's cosmic energy that you need. There's nothing wrong with downward energy because you first, out of darkness comes light, meaning you have to bring it down to get back up. You have to realize that it fell down to get back up.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Panic, and I'm an alcoholic. Now I start to recover. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
I first
right.
need to represent, hi, my name is Panic, and I'm Satan. Out of darkness comes light. You need to deal with
right.
it. You don't get light from light. You get light from darkness. So you have to go into the darkness to pull out that light, to ride that energy back up, to bring that energy back up that represents Salos riding a crocodile or Sobek becoming Sobek Ra. But the missing story is, the horror story is how it goes through the chakras doing it. Now, Solomon, the story of Solomon, he mastered the demons with his five-pointed ring. Solomon mastered the demons with his five-pointed ring. So he mastered the 72, or he turned his senses into super senses. And if you're late on this, I've been selling an out-of-print book called Psychomancy, which it tells you how to turn your senses back into super senses. And this represents you becoming the five-pointed or the illuminated Baphomet. Or the Solomon, you get what I'm saying? The master of the 72, or conquering your demons. Your idle hands are the work of the devil, because they're telling you all of this demonic shit is in you that you must collect and bring back to its throne under one banner. You could say Set in this case, or you could say, see, Crowley and them was talking about I'm the Great Beast. Remember that? He was known as the Great Beast. And why was what he was talking about? He was trying to say, see, back then, all that kind of shit was shocking. I died 72 times. He was just talking about masturbation. All that shit was shocking because what he was trying to tell you was out of darkness comes light. I mean, you have to become that beast to become the Jesus. You get what I'm saying? Or the Christ. So that means you have to do it, but the dark side is not a hangout. It's where you go to get your light.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Because it represents falling light. And to celebrate falling light in the kind of I'm dark and that shit is dark. You need to be dark, nigga. You ain't a dark nigga. You're only celebrating your slavery. You get what I'm saying? You're only celebrating your slavery. So the idea is that's your dark energy that needs to be redeemed. Everything in all mythology is about redemption. And what they're calling evil is none other than your fucking human thought. So that's the 5 points of the super senses. Now, the Legion of 30, as I pointed out, in your vertebrae, in your back, they have the cervical, which is 7, thoracic, which is 12, vertebrae, lumbar, which is 5, sacral, which is 5. 7, 12, 5, 5 equals 29. Then they have the coccygeal, which are 4 and considered the tailbone. So now if you add that 29 plus the 4, that's the 33, and that's where you get this 33rd degree Mason from. But this vertebrae is fused. If you add it as 1, you have 29 and 30. And again, as I pointed out, what's my man's name? I don't want to mess it up. Salos.
All right.
The demon Salos. Those four vertebrates are the four sons of Horus that he found in this world. And they represent the cardinal points and the cardinal energy. You were going to say something, Muslim?
Yes, I just was going to go ahead and give out your information while you were looking for it, for that again. I want to make sure. I want to welcome everybody for joining us in the forum tonight. Brother Panic is live here in the forum with us tonight. We're talking about the rise of Sebek and the ancient now. For those of you who want to reach out to Brother Panic, whether you want to get the book, Cyclomancy, and really get a good copy of it so you can hold it and you can have it in your hand and do your work, or you want to get any of the other out-of-print books, you can definitely email him for the bath, for the CD, and of course for the herb pack. And all you got to do is email him at panic, P-A-N-I-C, pack at hotmail.com. You can do that as well. And also, don't forget to hit up Brother Panic over on YouTube at Occult Lectures, where you can also see a lot of that information as well. So I want to put that out there so you guys can definitely go ahead and get your copy if you don't have it already. So turn it back over to you.
And I wish I had a drum roll, because guess what, folks? From the same people who brought you the herb pack, we now have the love pack.
Ah, that's what's up. This is the love time. This is the love time.
Now, what this does is herbs. You can do it the same way as the herb pack. It helps with the heart chakra. It's more directed towards the heart chakra. And when we get to the Steve Irwin portion of Crocodile Hunter, he's going to see why this may be a necessary thing. But herbs that came through from the same people who brought you the herb pack that you've come to know and love. And somebody wrote, what's the estimated time on delivery? A long fucking time. There's a lot of people who ordered. So when you email, that's the shit you can find out from me. Love pack for the same thing, helps with the heart chakra, but most importantly, what it helps with is we think we love each other or love ourselves more than each other. We think we love ourselves. This pack was from my man Silos, who's the lover, not the fighter. You get what I'm saying? We think that we love ourselves, but when we prove how much we have to say over and over, it sounds more like we're convincing ourselves. Oh, the black woman's God. Black woman's God. Black woman's God. If you didn't figure that shit out now and you have to keep saying it, now you're showing me somebody who has to convince me. You get what I'm saying? Like,
right,
I say, what are you going to do on time for work? you're going to be on time for work, and at least 10 times before the night is over, he's like, I'll be on time tomorrow. I'm like, there's a motherfucker who got a problem with time. You get what I'm saying?
That's right.
So a lot of this work, one of the highest frequencies you can experience here is unconditional love. And that unconditional love is based upon your love of your study, not looking at outside external things. Outside external things should only back up your study, not prove your study.
That's right.
You get what I'm saying? I know the black woman is God because I studied that shit. You know what I'm saying? And then and then after I studied it, it all the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, warm grits, Jerry curls, cleavage, fucked up shoes, nice shoes, attitude, rhythm, no rhythm, bought a drink for, danced on some ass. All of that shit added up afterwards. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
After I studied the science of what it is we both are. You get what I'm saying? And I'll be damn sure don't want to meet the insecure woman, but I have to keep telling them they God every three fucking days.
Minutes.
You get what I'm saying? I expect you to know this already. So now, with that being said, this thing you'll feel pulsating in your heart, and you'll start to feel I did it in my book, but what I call it is the fourth canopy.
Okay.
It's a book called The Alchemy of Nine Dimensions. And
right,
in it, they'll tell you about, and I explain this in my book, dimensions could be defined by whatever the fuck it is you're studying. You're studying something about 12, there'll be 12. 9, there'll be 9. 5th will be
That's
the greatest
right.
one, and then 7. So dimensions, I can see, or the dictating dimensions only seem to be a way to explain when you add a number to it, what it is you're doing. But this was a pretty good explain in Alchemy of the Ninth by Barbara Hand Clough, Alchemy of the Ninth Dimension, saying that humans can only reach 9 dimensions. He said 1, 2, and 3 are earthly. 1 is the earth or something like that and your connection to it. Maybe that's 2, like the mantle. So basically taking off your shoes, standing on earth, you access the second dimension, and by communicating with the second dimension, health issues. And the first dimension is the core of the earth, and it has a connection to such and such. The third dimension is what we see, taste, and feel. But the fourth dimension is a canopy around you. And from the fourth dimension, you can access all the rest of the dimensions. And, of course, it corresponds with the heart chakra. Now, when she said this is interesting because what I did was able to explain how from this fourth dimension, once I get into this particular zone that I talk about, how anything could go. And I dealt with some of the most hardest shit, some of the most easiest shit. So I know I'm going to different levels of communication. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
That happens to the heart.
Yeah.
When you have the blockages in your heart, when you have blockages in your heart, it's very hard for you to access this canopy or this, for lack of a better description, the fourth dimension to give you access to greater dimensions. So this particular herbs will help with that process, help you to get into that spiritual space to do that. So for the same people that bought you the herb pack, we now bring you the love pack. Also, I also have something that I'm doing with the Aura Shield. Now, if you get the Dr. Bonner's soaps, his liquid soaps, you'll be able to get those anywhere.
I love that.
Peppermint, rose, and almond. What I do is you got to buy that, but I give you certain herbs to empower that frequency. Now, this is a little bit better than a bath because you can take it every day. So, for instance, the rose is the love frequency. So let's say you need a boost at your job or people to like you in your business. I'll give you the herbs that you can pour into that shake and use it every day to start make sure your aura stays in this frequency a little bit longer.
Yeah.
The peppermint is for cleaning.
Yeah.
So if you have negative people, let's say, at your job, you can use this Aura Shield to help block you. And the almond keeps you awake and aware. The Egyptians use the almond. The almond represents the eye. It keeps you awake and aware. So if you need to be, you need more energy to be awake and aware, to be on point, you know, presentations or speaking and that type of thing, you can use that. So there's new products, and there's even new products coming. So get your ass on a Soul Train or email panicpack@hotmail.com and get on with it. All right. So moving on with this lecture now. Don't worry, we haven't forgot about the lectures. Like I said, we move into a new place. Once we settle in, we'll be back. We'll be back on board and doing it again. I make all the announcements here, and of course, if Wayne is still available, that's who's next. If not, there'll be somebody, and we'll get Wayne another. You know, we'll get Wayne on the blah 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 and so on and so forth. But don't worry, it's still coming for people who's asking. All right.
Yes.
So moving on, Temple of Komombo. KOMOMBO, Komombo. This is an Egyptian temple. You know what I'm saying? This is an Egyptian temple. The temple of Komombo is unusual. It's an unusual double temple built in a Ptolemaic dynasty in the Egyptian town of Komombo. Some additions to it were made later by the Roman period, but the building is unique because it's double design, meant that there were courts, halls, and sanctuaries and rooms duplicated for two sets of gods. The southern half of the temple was dedicated to the crocodile Sobek, the god of fertility, creator of the world, with Hathor and Khonsu. Meanwhile, the northern part of the temple was dedicated to the falcon god, Heraclitus, known as Horus the Elder.
Come on.
I didn't know this going in. And this is page four. I didn't know this going in. So now if you think this is some bullshit shit going on, how do you have a temple dedicated to Sobek and Horus the Elder?
Right.
Oh, yes.
Right.
You see, now, if y'all think I'd be just bullshitting trying to sell herb packs and psychomancy books, y'all niggas need to choke yourself right now. This shit is going down. Get it? There's a temple in Komombo dedicated to these two deities together.
Yes, it
but
is.
Here's the thing with this shit. Here's the thing. The temple itself is actually odd, they say, because it's really symmetric, meaning they've never seen this in Egyptian temples. And Bobby points this out. They used to shit, like, why none of the columns match and none of the walls match, nothing matches. Then Bobby figured it out. He said, because they were trying to mimic nature. So, and since nothing in nature is the same, then none of the temples are the same. But now what's interesting about this particular temple is it's symmetric, meaning it is exactly equal. Exactly equal. They are telling you the way down and the way up. See, if y'all don't really understand that this is a master offering, a master dinner that you niggas are eating right now, then I can't tell you nothing else. You know what I'm saying? I really can't. Now, there's a son of the elder god, Horus, and we need to deal with him as a deity. Deal with this name in your meditation. It is pronounced, I'm gonna get it right, Pan Batawi, and it means Lord of the Two Lands. Lord of the Two Lands. What it's telling you, the son of Horus and Hathor represents two lands, the ancient land and this new shit that we in coming together as one in a new birth. Panebatawi. Pain Batawi, or do it the best you can. Lord of the Two Lands. It says this temple is atypical, meaning odd, because everything is perfectly symmetrical along the main axis. Main axis. That's your spine. Oh, God, boy. The word crocodile comes from the ancient Greek word crocodilos, which means lizard. See?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go again. The reptilian energy. It's the Kundalini energy. And it's, they call it the lizard of the Nile River, meaning it's the energy that runs up your Kundalini spine. Now, let's get into some other shit. How many of y'all remember Steve Irwin? Steve Irwin.
Yeah.
The crocodile hunter got his ass fogged up. You know what I'm saying? Now, we need to know and understand the chakras. First thing we need to know is this. And I put this picture up on my Facebook. If you look at the thymus gland, which is near the heart, it is the same crown of Osiris. I've said this before in earlier shows. You'll see the upper crown, the upper white crown, and the lower red crown. The upper white crown and the lower red crown, people have said it's the land. But it's actually the prostrate, it's the prostrate sexual glands or the ovaries meeting the heart. That's the lower and upper Egypt. That's the lower and upper Egypt because it lets you into the kingdom, which is these last three chakras. They're talking about the body. They ain't talking about land. And if you look at the crown of Osiris or the pillars of Osiris, they show you the thyroid gland. If you look at the jugula, there's an older version of it where it's a stick with a box as opposed to that antenna-looking thing, which is still the spine. And if you look at the thymus gland, it is the crown of Osiris. So for Osiris to return to his throne, he must get out the underworld. In this context, is the lower chakras riding the ass. You get what I'm saying? Through his redeeming factor of Horus. You get what I'm saying? Just go down. Right. Let's take the glands from top to bottom for the pineal gland. The pineal gland, people often say the pineal gland is, C. Freeman L. used to say, the pineal gland is actually the crown chakra, and the pituitary gland is actually the third eye. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen that before. The thyroid gland regulates cellular metabolism. That's close to the throat. The thymus gland represents the heart and circulatory system. That's the heart chakra. Pancreas represents digestion, food, sugar levels, body temperature, solar chakra. The adrenal support, the function of the kidneys, bone, that's the sacral. And the sexual glands, prostate, testes for men, and they'll say ovaries, uterus, breasts for women, regulates hormone secretion, sexual energy, and reproduction. 7, the sexual glands are lower Egypt. The thymus gland represents upper Egypt. Wearing the two crowns means you have crown because you are out of these low chakras. Nothing but a chakra story.
Yes.
And the prostrate gland, which is Sobek, literally means one who stands before or the guardian or protector. It's protecting those jewels, which represents the sleeping Kundalini energy, sleeping life force, or those two sleeping snakes. Now, Steve Irwin, who called himself the crocodile hunter, who ain't right and exact, what happened when he got to the thymus gland or the crown of Osiris? He got stabbed in his fucking heart by that goddamn manta ray or whatever the fuck that was. That stabbed him because it's not right and exact. Paul Hogan. Also, Crocodile Dundee. This nigga owes $32.1 million in taxes, which still connects him to Australia. Meaning, when you're lining yourself up with this energy and calling you these things, you must be right and exact. And that's why I suggest things like the love pack, or if you feel you got your shit together, then go ahead. You get what I'm saying? Because to truly get that crown, you must be the baby Harper Cross innocent, as I pointed out. If you feel that you have this agenda or it's not right, you know what I'm saying, I would say you want to slow down because now we're dealing with ancient Kundalini energy. This is no more fun and games. You get what I'm saying? This is no more Facebook fancy. You get what I'm saying? No more, that picture looks cute. You must be a queen. I see a light crown behind you. None of that shit now. You get what I'm saying? You're dealing with some heavy shit now. So you need to be right in your heart, like I said. And that's not just to sell love packs, because if you feel you're right, go ahead. Don't let me stop. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
This tide, remember, the land down, the energy is there. The land down under. That's nothing but the lower regions of this earth, where the crocodiles play. Even Florida has the most crocodiles, and it's down under in America. The energy is there. You get what I'm saying? The energy is there. All right. Let's see what else. let's go into Osiris, Lord of the Underworld, see what I got on him. Tahuti.
All right.
So Osiris, the Lord of the Underworld, this is talking about the lower chakras. His crown or his redemption or the crown gets back to Horus as he gets into the heart chakra. You get what I'm saying? Meaning he redeemed his father, the dying god, in the lower three chakras. He's crowned and thrown back in the heart, but then he becomes Horus the Elder as he moves on. You get what I'm saying? Eventually, Horus over the horizon as he moves out of this realm. You get what I'm saying? So it represents the progress of Horus, and Horus the Redeemer. The father is redeemed in the heart. Osiris is redeemed in the heart. The heart is the realm of Osiris. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The Osirian mm-hmm. realm. But then it goes on to, you know, it's still, he just redeemed his rep, if you will, by purifying these lower Sethian energies, meaning he killed Seth. You get what I'm saying? Because he killed the lower energy. Or he rides the crocodile, meaning he's controlling it now. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now let's talk about Tahuti. Tahuti's roles in Egyptian mythology were a few. He served as meditating power, especially between good and evil. Good and evil. Now, we know good and evil only exist as polarity. So that means Tahuti also represents in a later time, see, because Set was born of Hathor and Khonsu, which is the old Tahuti. So the new Tahuti, who gambles against Khonsu, wins against him in a chess game and bet him 72% of the moon's light.
Right,
72%
right.
of the percent of the moon's light to create five extra days, or these five limbs. Mm-hmm. To give you Horus the Elder. So he did that with 172nd of the moon's energy. You get what I'm saying? They're telling you what these numbers represent, how to activate them, how to resonate on that frequency to activate these ancient deities that live with inside of you sleeping. This is a big night. This should be a big night for you. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So Tahuti, he served between good and evil, meaning he balanced the force like they're telling you Salos did. Salos is not good and evil, but he makes sure the love comes together. Tahuti had this role between good and evil to balance. That's why Tahuti or Thoth is married to Maat. And Thoth also represents thought or both sides of the brain, left brain, right brain, no longer either one dominating, but balanced. So it's not inhibiting or pulling you to one side or the other. So making sure, Tahuti also made sure neither side had a decisive victory over the other. Talking about Maat. Tahuti played a prominent role in many Egyptian myths, displaying his role as arbitrator. He had overseen the three epic battles between good and evil. Three epic battles between good and evil. Evil represent the three lower chakras. Y'all niggas need to read. Y'all niggas need to get it. All these battles fundamentally the same and belong to different periods. The first battle took place between Ra and Apep. That's the first fall. The sun versus the snake, or God versus the devil. You get what I'm saying? So that represents the root chakra. The second between Bert-Harkuwitz and Set. That's the war Haru. Bert-Harkuwitz. Mm-hmm. That's in the sacral. And the sacral is connected to what? Sex. That's the battle of the sexes.
The third
between Horus and Horus, the son of Osiris, and Set. You get what I'm saying? And then it goes back into the solar plexus and him as the sun god later on, fighting to redeem his father, which resides in the heart chakra. So that's him as the sun god, and in the later days, you get what I'm saying, fighting to redeem his father.
Right.
In each instance, the former god represented order, while the latter god represented chaos. You're just talking about negative versus positive polarity. If one god was seriously injured, Tahuti would heal them to prevent the other god from overtaking the other. What are we talking about here? We're talking about the hoodie as a form of balance. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The hoodie as a form of balance. This mythology also credits him with the creation of 365-day calendar. Originally called into myth, there was only 360 days long, and Newt was sterile during these days, unable to bear children. Both gambled with Khonsu. Tahuti gambled with Khonsu, the moon, for 1/72nd of his light, 360 times 70, divided by 72 equals 5, or 5 days was one. During these 5 days, Newt gave birth to, of course, as we pointed out, Horus the Elder, and you know, the rest of the team. Now, let me see what I wrote here, because they also said something about Keru-Ur is another name for Haru, and it means Horus the Elder. It means face of heaven, face of heaven. The face of heaven is also the sun, also the pineal, and there's some other. I looked in his eye and seen the face of heaven. There's some saying in some Bible somewhere about that. They told my pineal or the victorious, but they also tell me Jesus has it. They also tell you that Jesus had this glow on his face. You understand? His face would glow, and that Moses, as he went to the mountain, came down, and his face was glowing. They only told him about the pineal gland. So this, this is where they get that from. And this is that name is Keru-Ur. You get what I'm saying? All code. For the same energy, this victorious energy, but now you have something to focus. Now you can focus on your victory. Thorf is also called the thrice great. This is because of his help in the lower, not just because, but because this can be attributed to his help in the lower three chakras, based upon him watching good and evil, the two snakes, Haru and Set. Haru with the baby Sobek. Now, he's the Lord of Mayat, which means he's the Lord of Balance because he's married to her. Lord of Divine Words. We're going to get into that. Lord of Divine Words, judge of the two combatant gods, or combatant gods, rather, the three times great, the timeless. He's melanin. He's green. The tablets of Thoth also looks like the pillars of Osiris or the crown of Upper Egypt. Now, Lord of Divine Words. Lord of Divine Words. You've heard these divine words before when Wayne Chandler came on the remix. All those sounds, sound of the liver. Shh. Oh. All of those are your divine words that activate the frequencies in the melanin.
Yes.
Those are the words of Tahuti. So what you need to do is, if you don't get with Wayne Chandler, you need to find the words of the heart, the words of the liver, the words of the spleen, the words of the stomach. The vowels are these divine words. You need to meditate on these divine words. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
These divine words, the noises of sex, A-E-I-O-U, OM, all of these are the divine words of Tahuti. Know this. So whatever, you need to study that on your own. These are the words of Tahuti, and these are the divine words Tahuti offers during your meditation when you're doing this work. So you need to find some of these words. What chakra is connected to what organ, and when you're dealing with that chakra and that organ, you need to find that word. I'm not going to sit here and find words for you. Tahuti dwells in the land, and I'm going to tell you one divine word that's going to balance you out. He deals in the world of Anu, U-N-N-U. That is a word that you will need to meditate. This was told. You need to meditate using that word, Anu, fast, slow, however you do it, and this will open up the heart or the gateways or the tablets of Tahuti. This will open up the crown of Osiris. Do you people hear me what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
All right, because, you know what I'm saying? I've seen a lot of funny-ass writing about nothing, you get what I'm saying, in this goddamn room. Y'all need to get this shit down. Hermopolis, that's the city of Hermes, or the city of Tehuti, as named by the Greeks later on. Hermopolis stood at the borders of Upper Egypt and Lower Egypt. What does that mean? It stood at the borders, the heart chakra, of Upper and Lower Egypt. Upper and Lower Egypt. Upper and Lower chakras. Upper and Lower chakras. Meaning, the Houthi, who is green, makes the emerald tablets, is your heart. The emerald tablets are also look like the thalamus gland.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the thalamus gland is the gland by the heart, and it also is the crown of Osiris. You got to understand, we are decoding these things now. The principal deities in Hermopolis were Typhon and Thoth. Typhon was represented in this case because it's also a snake, and it's also represented as Set, and Set is still a part of that Kundalini energy. But this case is represented as a hippopotamus. Also, there's a god Happy. H-A-P-I as the hippopotamus, which is represented as the great pregnant mother. But in this particular, in Hermopolis, this hippopotamus, on it sat a hawk fighting a serpent. A hawk fighting a serpent. Or in the on top of the cosmic mother in Hermopolis, which is represented as a hippopotamus, a cow. It is showing you that there's a battle of polarity going on a bigger, greater picture. You get what I'm saying? And when this battle is over, you go back to this goddamn great mother energy. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it is represented as this fight of polarity that is going on constantly. Now, the hippo was also Happy, child of Min and Noon. Typhon is connected by is another ancient version of Set in the Orphic tradition. Typhon leads the Titans. Typhon is also the leader of the Titans. The Titans is nothing but your ancient energy buried in the root chakra, Hell or Hades. So Sobek would be a Titan. You get what I'm saying? Saturn. It just depends on what field, pantheon you're dealing with. So Typhon becomes something else, but that's why you must deal with them all, because you'll hear Typhon a little bit in Egyptian mythology, but hear a whole other story. And if you know it's Set or ancient life force energy or reptilian energy, same crocodile Sobek energy, then you can understand that you'll hear more of a story and understand the energy from a more holistic perspective. You know what I mean? Now, to see the Titans attack and kill Dionysus. Dionysus is the Osiris. You get what I'm saying? Now, Dionysus was a wine cult. As I pointed out before, the wine was connected with the ovaries. And there were a sex cult that's also connected with what? The lower crown of Egypt or the lower chakras. You get what I'm saying? So Dionysus is wine cult. He becomes, he's also connected with the baby Pan. Dionysus, as the baby Harpocrates is connected with the elder. You get what I'm saying? So these titans rise. So it's the same Osirian story. You kill this god to redeem him in the heart. Pan, what color is Pan? Green. You get what I'm saying? So Pan represents the heart chakra as well. This baby Pan, this fertility energy that's moving upward. The penis represents up. The horns represent upward bound. So it's the same. It's talking about polarity, energy, so on and so forth. Okay, let's see. Okay, Khnum. Or Khmun, which I'm sure is very close to Khnum, which was the old version of Tehuti, the moon god. Tehuti eventually takes over as the moon god. He lives in a this name, Khmun, also means eight town. The land of Tehuti is also the brain. And remember I told you I was going to tell you about the eight Ogdoad. So
right.
let me break down how you can access the eight primal energies that created this reality. Eight primal energies. So you can then take back that primal energy and build connect with the primal energy for that wisdom to move beyond this reality or whatever. In
right.
chemistry, they have something called the eight allotropes. It looks like allotropes. Allotropes, actually, allotropes
right.
of carbon. Eight allotropes mm-hmm. of carbon. These eight allotropes of carbon. Carbon is melanin. They're talking about nothing but the eight primal Ogdoad, or Ogdoad. Now, I'll save you some time and tell you. You can look for these eight, how do I pronounce it? Allotropes, allotropes of carbon, and you'll find these breakdowns of pictures. These pictures are in geometrical patterns. You can look
yes.
at these just like a Sri Yantra or a sigil. And
yes.
what you can do is you will line up in your melanin by looking at these. There are eight of them. You will line up. Now, to explain what that is, any two or more physical forms, which an element can exist, a diamond and graphite are allotropes of carbon. So meaning how carbon turns into a diamond, the
yes.
allotropes, I mean, so there are eight of these things that from this carbon can turn into, possibly. These eight things connected to this one carbon, this chemical element, charcoal, graphite, diamond, are all allotropes of carbon. So to line up your melanin, you get these eight, you look at all of these eight things that your melanin has turned into, which are the eight Ogdoad that started to create this place. You start to line up your melanin with primal energies through a sigil mm. form by looking at these microscopic versions, which they so foolishly put online to line up. So these will become sigils or Sri Yantras. You meditate on each of these. Meditate on
yeah.
each of these, and what it will do, it communicates past your logic directly with the melanin. And when it communicates directly with the melanin, you're going to be lining up. What happens is you will know things. You will become automatically wiser. You will feel peace, healing, whatever it is you're using these things for, you're lining up with those eight primal energies. And you're
yeah.
lining your melanin up with them. Okay. So we need to know this. We need to know
this. Yeah.
Now,
oh, yeah.
There's a path to consciousness. I guess Ms. Blue must have found it. There's a path
yes.
to consciousness. There's a psychiatrist named Timothy Leary.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. Yeah.
Timothy Leary's work, there's a lot of conscious quotes with him. So, but he's done a book
mm-hmm.
called the Eight. I'll tell you the name of it. It's Exopsychology. But he dropped something called the Eight Circuits of the Human Nervous System. We're still talking
yes.
about the eight Ogdoad. And it's a mm-hmm. it's a path on down the line, or it's a path of consciousness. And I'll go through them real quick. It's a path of consciousness that they say every man, woman would experience in their path. The first four are left brain, and the next four are right brain, which ultimately is the magical path. Which brings you on the that's the magical side of your power. You get what I'm saying? So. And he wrote this Exopsychology, the Eight Circuits of the Human Nervous System. All right,
mm-hmm.
let me see. Let me give you a little bit more about him. The Eight Circuit Model of Consciousness, sometimes capitalized, is a theory in psychology first proposed by Timothy Leary. It consists of several quantum physiological systems that unify the various interpretations of the main altered states of consciousness into one coherent meta-theory. Eight different neurological circuits, each one pertaining to a specific state of consciousness. So consciousness, as I told you, there are different states of Horus. There are different states
yep.
of consciousness. So when you hear me beefing with people and ranting, it's not about that you're not conscious. The state of consciousness that you're in.
And yes,
you're docile or hurt from the state of consciousness that you're in. You get what I'm saying? Leary presumed the first four to reside in the left lobe of the hemisphere of the brain or the cerebellum, described as basic survival functions needed to exist for terrestrial planets, sustenance, emotion, communication, sexuality, politics, morality, and the like. The later four were said to reside in the right hemisphere, which were more cerebral, focusing on ecstasy, self-analysis, psychology, psychotropic drug taking. Now, why they insert psychotropic drug taking, you know, LSD, any drugs really, is because they could not achieve this in their melanin. So they needed drugs to activate the little bit of melanin that they have. You know, spirituality, oneness with the universe, even in, and then you start thinking of things of reincarnation. Leary proposed that the later four exist primarily for future use by humans who might someday migrate out of space and live extraterrestrially. Now, he meant spiritually, which they call extraterrestrial spirits, extra star beings. As I pointed out, Crowley used to point out that they should take drugs to achieve a spiritual breakthrough, which is a love frequency. How do you know this? Because when the government gave drugs to the public in fate like they didn't want to, they called it the hippie movement. And white folks, for the first time, were tapping into what? The love frequency, the heart frequency. Have a daisy, have a potato, have a marijuana. You know what I'm saying? Suck a titty. You know what I mean? And what they did, it got so out of control to gain control. Mm-hmm. See, after all the drugs and all these long hairs were taking over America, they weren't doing shit. You get what I'm saying? So they didn't have anything on them. So they injected a government agent named Charles Manson from that movement. They said, well, look, he's a hippie, and he killed everybody. And then the hippie movement was over. The LSD movement was over. So this movement was a test to see if these drugs could get you into that frequency. For us, the melanin can get you into that frequency. We can get into this frequency, but we are so bogged down and distracted. We are so bogged down and distracted that this is totally escaping us. It's escaping us because your real oppression at this point is trapping you in left brain thought. I pointed out, you see most Egyptian deities with their left foot forward because the right brain controls the left side of the body. So they're telling you, you must step into the right brain or the right hemisphere of the brain because that is the magical side of your power, the magical side of that world. Most pharaohs and war deities, most pharaohs who did when they did portrayed like the Battle of Karnak and all the rest of that on those walls, you would see with the right foot forward because what they were showing you, these are entities engaging in war. So that means you must use your left brain. So they was telling you the different, all of that, primarily a lot of that is not just telling you about a world to come, but that world to come is still in the world called the human body, the inner world.
Right.
The things that are now docile, these dead gods are talking about these energies, you're supposed to be rising up. And you rise that up through your conscious path, staying there and socializing on a conscious frequency may be nice for a time, but it's not really the work here. You get what I'm saying?
That's not really the work at all.
You know what I'm saying? I could be on Facebook all day and play because I know it's not where I work at. That's not my job.
Right.
My job is an inner work.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? My inner work.
Yes.
So if you can afford, I could afford to put up stupid pictures. You need to ask, can you afford to waste time and say a like or I don't like? You know what I'm saying? That's really the question. You know what I'm saying? That's the real thing. I know I can put that up because the inner work is where I'm in. Even if it don't mean nothing to nobody else, my mind is satisfied and energy is lined up the fuck with that. You get what I'm saying? And that's all you really need to do, and that's the concept of Horace the Elder, understanding that if that's the goal, you can resonate on that goal now. All you need to do is just go get that fucking crocodile and ride that nigga up to become that elder. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Ride that nigga up to become that elder. It's the process. It's really not simple. Why do you think there's so much distractions from you? See, if what we did was so hard, they wouldn't have to distract you much because we would be so far behind in our shit that we had to do all that shit that they telling you on fucking on them documentaries and the chosen one and the sage must go back to the left over the horizon back to the north.
If
we had to do all that, they wouldn't have to do nothing to us because we would never do it. See, what it is is when you are left the fuck alone, you have your own realizations. This is why to this day I do not like me. Well, panic. I'm going to do this. What do you think? Mm-hmm. It's beyond me. It's beyond me. You get what I'm saying? It's up to you. It's up to you. Mm-hmm. The best I can tell you is decode this shit so you can get into your shit. You know what I'm saying? It's not up to Facebook. It's not up to how many people like your status message. It's not how many friends. It's none of that. That's not going to get you nowhere. You need to go within and understand what these ancient things were and activate them. Because even in those times, the motherfuckers was fucked up. Otherwise, they wouldn't have been down here doing that. Why do
that?
If things was going wild, why do that? So this is not just up to you and not because you went through a special thing. The Holocaust is just a side effect.
That's
slavery is just a side effect of humanity. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You taking
right.
Humanity is the shit, but these white people came and just fucked it all up for it. That's some inevitable shit. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But all of that's a side effect of some shit you was down there suffering with before. You get what I'm saying?
That's right.
You know, you really got to get this. You got to get this, and it's I'm on the syndrome. I see motherfuckers walking off a cliff, and you're like, look, motherfucker, you walking on the cliff, and they telling me, no, I'm doing this shit right, player. You get what I'm saying? And you're like, but you're walking off a cliff. You get what I'm saying? So this is the energy you hear from me, that y'all motherfuckers, y'all got all this power at your disposal, but we were in panic when you decode the movie John Carter. Like, come the fuck, for real? I mean, I get it. That's a part of the scheme of what we do. But if that's the best you got, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just my judgment. Come on. What happened to panic? When I did this happened. When I did that, this happened. Too busy as a panic. Should I do that? Whose rules are you following? Who's telling me? See, that's what I start to ask now. People really think and say, God damn. I'm like, well, panic, I heard you're not supposed to do that. Who said so? I read it in the book once. Was the person writing the book a god like you or like you claim to be?
That's right.
And then they think for a minute and go, what the fuck am I doing? Because a lot of this shit is just common sense. You've got to go with your heart. How do we have a whole discussion about getting to the heart chakra, open it, and you can't follow your heart? You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Worrying about
what
this nigga said, that nigga, what you don't agree with. Motherfuckers stay in this chat room just to not agree with me. What kind of life do you have? You know what I'm saying?
What kind of life
do you have? You know what I'm saying? You stay here for 3 hours just to say, I don't know.
Right.
Mitchell Gibson or Bobby or goddamn Jewel Pocum said that a little bit better. It's like, go to church, nigga. Go to church.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Nobody's hanging on your approval here. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
There's people who are here to do this goddamn work. I'm talking to them. The rest of you niggas is dead weight, and that's real talk. All your fucking puns.
Yeah.
And you're bebopping and scatting, that shit is getting in the way of motherfuckers who came to learn. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
There's 258 people in the chat room. Not all 258 people are talking. Motherfuckers is writing.
No.
You get what I'm saying? Motherfuckers email me, say, I put my kids to fuck the bed. Fuck them running around. I put my kids to bed so I can learn. You get what I'm saying? So you need to take examples from your coworkers here. You get what I'm saying? From your coworkers.
Right.
All this shit don't make you cute or smart. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
I know we are failing at something that's right there. You know what I'm saying? You niggas got a Ferrari in the garage, and you niggas is riding a skateboard. Because you just, for lack of knowing. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For lack of knowing. And like I said, the tools are here. The information is here. From what you learn tonight, you'll be a whole different kundalini beast. Just from tonight. Everybody's fucking playing giggling and sniggling. You get what I'm saying?
Giggle
on your own watch, you know what I'm saying? Don't giggle on people's watches who came down to this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Now, So yeah, this is a work program right here. All right, let's get into this Timothy Leary thing. You know what I'm saying? This goddamn silliness. You got to talk to these motherfuckers like, now spit out your gum. You know what I'm saying? certain niggas need writing assignments. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. They do.
You know what I'm saying? And again, I want to say, I'm not talking to anybody in particular, and you know I love the Remix family. Your Remix family,
yeah.
I can't even say the Remix family because it's clearly my family as well. So But you know, I don't have a matriarchal style of teaching. If you put a B-plus on the board, I'm going to say, well, what happened to the A-minus? You get what I'm saying?
That's right.
I'm going to say what happens to A-minus. But I love and recognize those who do their shit. And I love and recognize those who come up to me and thank me for help that they did. Because everybody's not in it for the big picture, but maybe they just get what they need. But you know what I'm saying? But I do know when niggas is slack-assing, too. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. That's right.
You know, I do know when niggas is slack-assing, too. So, you know. All right. So I'm going to tell you quickly Timothy Leary's model of consciousness, which is could be looked at as not necessarily the same model, but the same concept of the model of Horus represents different frequencies of consciousness. You get what I'm saying? Number one, the biosurvival circuit, breath of consciousness. This is what he says. This is your first level of consciousness. Suckling, nourishment, cuddling, security. The imprinting of the circuit sets up the basic attitude of trust or suspicion. What does that mean? That means, and we talked about this when I talked about anima, another presentation of the same form of the other lecture I did with the self and the psyche and all the rest of that, anima. So basically, how your mother suckles you. If you got enough, if you didn't get no titty or too much titty. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
It can lead to trust issues. You get what I'm saying? So the way your mother treats you on this basic survival level, when you come out the womb and you cry for food, cry to be held, cry to be nurtured, touched, picked up, or connected, eye-to-eye connection. For instance, somebody was telling me they didn't see their child immediately after birth. They took the child away because they was doing all this cleaning and whatever it was they were doing, some corrupt shit. And then the child would never cry when she left. You get what I'm saying? Because the child didn't get that first bonding. And this will be a lifelong thing. A lifelong thing. So that's your first, that's called the breath of consciousness. That's the first level of it. So now, what does that mean? In your conscious path, you need, this could be also connected to root chakra behavior. Because if you have these issues, because your mom didn't do that, you need to deal with them before you become conscious or while
sure
you're
do.
Becoming conscious. Because you, this see, remember, if you trust or not trust, you're still talking polarity.
That's
how do
right.
you become indifferent? So you see what I'm saying? So these basic damage things still represent polarity. I don't trust
that's
nobody.
Right.
That's you pick the side. I trust everybody.
That's right.
You picked another side.
You pick the side. That's right.
You got indifferent. So which means, that's why even with the chakra system, you have to deal with these three chakras, which are your earthly chakras. So you have to deal with this trauma, and you have to know what it is. So, it says first activated when a human being is born, programs perception into either a grid divided into nurturing, helpful, or noxious and dangerous. So this is just a bad seed versus a good seed. You get what I'm saying? And they understand this concept. Fucking Tom Cruise with that little coke fucking baby he had. They had the headphones. That's the whole idea when you're playing classical music. I forgot to do that. I'm glad I said that shit because this is something I want to get out in my motherfucking notes about the 30. Yes, niggas. Hold on, niggas. It's coming, niggas. We're going to get back to this, niggers, but we're going to get to this, niggers. Hold on, niggers.
Yes. Well, while you're getting that, I'll add to this while you're doing that. That is important, especially when you talk about the babies. That's so important. One of the things, too, is that most of us, almost every single person here that has come here, suffers from abandonment issues at birth because of the way that they cut the umbilical cord. because of that. It is, and that's why in holistic care, really what goes on, and I talk to mothers about this in the Baby Lotus reading, really you should be able to make that a smoother transition. They don't have to instantly cut off the air supply. They can actually gradually do that while the baby is still breathing. When they smack you on your booty when you're a baby and they cut it, that is you first. That gasp of air, that's you getting your first trauma. That's your your abandonment issues coming into play.
Yeah, by smack on the ass. Just a smack on the ass.
That's right.
Shit,
that's
even in the '80s they were trying to shut that smack on the ass. Shit, the angle you come into, the angle of the woman laying down instead of standing up. The way you come into the goddamn world is already off. You know what I mean? You go on for days, not to mention drugs and lights and
everything, you know.
So you come in traumatized. They do that with purpose. You know what I'm saying?
They do that
you
on
come
purpose.
In traumatized.
But you can stop it now. So all of you mothers out there that are pregnant, you can stop it now. Definitely.
Well, most of them are doing you see it on YouTube, most of them doing them home births and all that kind of shit now.
Yeah, but even with the home births, they still clap that. So if you want to know more about that, you guys can email me, but you can stop that. You don't have to do that. And so very good point, very good point. And the classical music is on it, the Baby Lotus readings, the new ones, they have all classical music. Yes.
Yeah, the classical music was created by the Moors, and they were created for the chakras. That's why they're done in different keys. And there's from A to G, those keys represent the seven chakras. Now, and that's why I was going to get in with the 30. When I told you about it, he carries a legion of 30. 30 is the total number of major and minor keys in Western tonal music. So, meaning, it has a connection to gender. The major keys are masculine. The minor keys are feminine. This is something that also came through. Like it says, Western music theory, key chords and scales are often described as having major and minor tonality, sometimes related to masculine and feminine genders, especially in languages with insistent syntactical gender assignments. By analogy, the major scales are stereotypically given masculine quality, clear, open, extroverted, while minor scales are given stereotypically feminine quality, dark, soft, and introverted. Now, I bring that up because one of the things that came through is, I don't care what it is or who it is, we're going to have to start getting classical music in our meditations. Now, classical music is not white people's music. Remember in the cartoons when they said music calms the savage beast in the Bugs Bunny?
Yeah.
Because that's a moral statement. That was to calm your chakras down. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And we created that. Remember, Beethoven was really black and Mozart was black. That was because we were trying to teach the savage beast how to, and it became classical, but how to calm his ass down and make him human.
Mm-hmm.
So now what I got is we're going to have to get into classical music as well. And by all the Mozarts and Beethovens that was in the room, and Beethoven was a Moor, we understand that this is important.
Right.
So in our meditation, we're going to try to find it in all, in whatever piece you like, or if you just like it randomly. Like I said, I'm going to tell you, you want to hear some devious shit? Tom and Jerry, they fuck each other up to classical music. And
they
when
sure
I hear
do.
Classical music, when I hear classical music, I think of Tom and Jerry fighting.
Yes.
Now that's some mind control for your ass. I didn't realize this shit. I didn't realize the science on this shit. They show they show you what you think to be classical enemies, polarities, a cat and mouse. And they put on the classical music. Y'all niggas don't even know how. See, y'all thinking this is chemtrail shit and all this other big magical shit in John Carter movies? No, it's Scooby-Doo. Scooby-Doo got you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen closely to this.
Right.
This comedic system was called the mystery system. The mystery system. Scooby-Doo drives around in a mystery mobile and solves what? Mysteries. Every single magical thing, supernatural thing that could possibly happen is nothing but Beekman in the back with the drill. And they give you every mystery. So it takes you out of a magical mind. That's where that's the shit y'all need to watch. It takes right out of a magical mind. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
Now,
yes.
Now, I see you on board as hell. Said Tanning Packs is like Scooby Snacks. You got that right, Slick. So, like, I didn't know that was a girl. I'm bored. L Bay.
Yeah.
She's real cool. I met her at the lecture. She's mad cool.
Right.
So this Tom and Jerry shit, they playing the straight symphony shit, getting hit on the head with sides of hams and irons and shit. And I'm like, it's wild. I remember for years I would hear this classical music and be like, Word to the Mother.
Right.
I remember that was she was on Tom and Jerry. Straight programming.
Mm-hmm.
But what we need to do, the spirit said we need to, for our meditations now, find you some classical music to do it. You get what I'm saying? Because you know how we do. We get with the drums and all the rest of that kind of shit.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? Which ain't nothing wrong with that. But we need to find some classical piece. Now, I'm going to find something to put something together. You know what I mean? As a whole chakra thing. I see how that works, if it works well. So now let's get back to this seven. So we did the one, and that's your primal urge. Number two is your emotional territorial circuit. This is called the Freud ego. This is where a big portion of your ego is created, because this is where your parents teach you as toddlers your room, your toys, your clothes,
your
plate, yours. Do you want chocolate or vanilla? The emotional circuit is imprinted at the toddling stage, concerned with emotions, domination, and submission strategies. What does that mean? That means you're trying to test the limits. See how much you can get your father to do that, or see how much you have to submit to your mother or father based upon a goddamn ass whipping. So now, so territory, the first imprint circuit identifies the stimuli which automatically triggers dominant aggressive behavior or submissive cooperative behavior, which means you could be taught to be a punk motherfucker or an aggressive motherfucker at this stage.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So all of these things start to develop you, and you need to look at your life to see what it is you need to release yourself from to begin to become the baby Harpocrats. You literally have to be born again. Born again. You have to be born again. So meaning you have to release what it is you think you are. And these things, we're still in the development left brain stage. Number three, the symbolic or neurosomatic dexterity circuit, the rational mind. The rational mind. This is the mind that starts to come when you say, well, I want to be a butcher or a baker, and I think this is good, and helping the planet is good, and we do this for the babies, and all the rest of that. So this circuit is imprinted by human artifacts and symbolic systems. What that means is church and systems of going out on Friday, work, industry, things like that. So you're formed by the world around you, in other words. You're basically doing what the world says is what we should do. If the world says we should be watching Seinfeld because it's the number one show, you're either saying yes or no, but you're only saying the mere fact that you're saying yes or no is because the world still dictates if you're saying yes or no. You get what I'm saying? So basically you're trying to fit in the world or rationalize this world with your mind. Now, it is concerned with handling the environment, invention, calculation, prediction, building a map or of the universe. It is associated with physical dexterity. The circuit is activated by stimulant drugs such as methamphetamines and cocaine. Now, let me say this. The first circuit, which is a baby circuit, is because remember, he promotes drug use. That was his big thing. Heroin and opiates tap into that first circuit.
Mm-hmm.
Alcohol inebriation taps into that emotional circuit. You drunk, I love you, man. That kind of shit. Cocaine taps into this, the third, the rational mind. I was going to say something. Now, for white people, their level of consciousness has just come out of the physical dexterity mode, exercise. Do you see how far behind they are as an entity? Because remember, these are levels of consciousness. These first two are developed basically through childhood and your parents' influence. But by the time you get to the third one, you're trying to rationalize the world through your eyes, through whatever happened to you before.
Okay.
So the third is associated with physical dexterity, invention, calculation,
yes.
prediction, environment. So that's I'm going green, I'm
yes.
exercising, I'm healthy. So
right.
that's where they at now. So this is their
yes.
level of consciousness. You
yes.
get what I'm saying? So you guys should not even be worrying about them. You get what I'm saying? They're not even your opposite to even have this, they're doing this, they're doing that. You get what I'm saying? This is where they're
right.
at in their evolution. And you'll see where we at by the time we get to eight. All right, then the fourth is domestic or sociosexual circuit, the adult personality. Now, this is when you've grown and think you are who you are. You work at CBS, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You wear a suit, and you're waiting on your pension or your 401K.
Right.
The fourth circuit is imprinted by the first orgasm, mating, or experience in tribal morals. It is concerned with sexual pleasure instead of sexual reproduction. Local definitions of moral and immoral, reproduction, nurturing the young, it is basically concerned with operating within social networks.
Yes. Yes.
All right, let me explain how when I'm telling you niggas, you're still on a level of consciousness and you think you're doing something, I'm going to explain you niggas right here. The fourth, which is the last of the left brain, is the adult personality. It's imprinted with your first orgasm. That's when you think you're grown. You bust your first nut. And it's tribal morals. What are tribal
right.
morals? What are tribal morals? Well, tribal morals are, if I call you goddess, everybody calls you goddess. If I call you bitch, I'm out the tribe.
Right,
if I say,
right.
if I don't say Hotep, I'm out the tribe. Tribal morals are, you say Hotep because somebody else says Hotep. You get what I'm saying? It's concerned with sexual pleasure instead of sexual reproduction. Know what we call that now? We call it now sexual alchemy, tantric, polygamy. We have names for this shit now. But the names I'm seeing are actually what the girls are telling me later on. All this nigga wanted to do was fuck. He Hotep'd me, he queened me, he ashayed me, and he fucked me.
Yes.
And now
mm-hmm.
he's on the way. So while we're acting like it's big or something because we're concerned with tribal morals, but and then the cherry on top, then he clowned me on Facebook. Regular nigga shit. You know what I'm saying? Just a different vocabulary.
Right.
Come on now. And you deal with local definitions of moral and what's immoral. What does that mean? Same thing we just discussed. It's immoral for me to go up there and show a certain kind of picture of let's just say, a Muslim or whatever we deem as sacred now, whatever we seem is advanced now. It's immoral for me to do that. And it's moral for me to put up a picture of just a picture of my eye with wings so everybody can say, oh, my God, panic. That's the most beautiful thing that you downloaded from the web ever. You get what I'm saying? So
right.
the moral and you're dealing in moral and moral behavior based upon our social group, reproduction, nurture the young. Oh, we got to take care of the babies. Oh, it's the babies. The babies are our future. We need to go to the store, get some Skittles and some goddamn iced tea to honor some boy. You get what I'm saying? When all these boys die every fucking day. So this nurturing
every
the young, this young that we're bringing up and we're doing it for our warrior kids and these little gods and goddesses. Number four. That's called number four on this list, is basically concerned with operating within social networks.
Right.
Now, I don't really think
right.
I need to expound on that, motherfucker. I don't really think I need to expound on that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And the transmission of culture across time, meaning we're the ancient people. You get what I'm saying? We are forever. You get what I'm saying? So we
yes.
will live forever. So basically, what you got here, what you got in this moment right now is forever.
Mm-hmm.
No,
mm-hmm.
really in consciousness,
right.
it's about what you, the new thing you're supposed to become. You get what I'm saying? The new thing that you're supposed to become, this is alchemy. This is not turning into what you were.
Yes.
See, what we're doing, transmitting culture across time, is saying, you got to take my word for it, take your own word. I'm Haru. I'm Ptah. I'm Osiris. I'm Mayat. I'm Heheru. I'm Hathor. I'm Oshun. Yeah, that shit's some old shit. What did these things become? I talked to these spirits, and they new motherfuckers. I'm going to tell you that right now. With new names. Mm-hmm. So this transmission of culture across time means your one thing stays the one thing forever. You are down here to become something new. You are down here to become something new. The old god Osiris, which you were, dies. The new son is born, who eventually becomes Horus the Elder. You get what I'm saying? So your name could be Sherman. If you're doing the work, you good. You get what I'm saying?
You
so
good.
This tells you here, this tells you here the level. So when I'm backing up the shit I'm talking about when I say you niggas ain't doing nothing. I'm backing it up right now. You get what I'm saying? Backing it up right now. So what you need to do is listen to this next four levels, which get into the magical side of you, which is your feminine right brain. This is where it gets into the magical side. Now, you're going to hear where a lot of white people try. Now, the neurosomatic circuit, Zen yoga mind-body connection. That's where you had, that's the New Age movement. That movement there was created by government to try to get white folks into the right brain. It's concerned with the neurological somatic feedbacks, the feeling of hot, somatic reprogramming. What's somatic reprogramming? Phil did a whole lecture, and I think the shit was like goddamn 16 hours about somatic cells and how our somatic cells are programmed earlier and become what we call addictions. And what we think addictions are aren't addictions. So chocolate, you can be addicted to reading, addicted to TV, addicted to basketball playing, addicted to everything is formed of addiction based upon programming your somatic cells, and the consciousness represents reprogramming your somatic cells, right? So in the fifth, it is the neurosomatic circuit, meaning you are trying to change. You're a better person now. You're in Zen mind-body consciousness. The fifth circuit, according to Leary, is the consciousness of the body. If there is a marked shift from linear visual space to an all-encompassing sensory space, a hedonistic turn-on occurs, a rapturous amusement, a detachment from the previously compulsive mechanism of the four circuits. Meaning, that's what you hear. We could just focus on a detachment to the last four circuits. So what's the first thing conscious people say? I want to leave Earth. I don't like my family. I don't like the humans. I don't like the dead people.
Right.
I don't like the church.
Right.
So what they're doing is trying to reprogram somatic cells, things they were brought up in. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
They may not be so. They are now seeing themselves past the norm, and now they're into this Zen. And then people who do the full meditations and the breathing and the yoga, and the vegetarian, you know what I'm saying? How fucked up are they? You know what I'm saying? The ego on them. You get what I'm saying? I could sit in this position for 75 minutes. I'm the shit. You get what I'm saying? So it comes from a different, you know, it comes from a different, it comes from a different place. I could stand on my foot like a fucking crane. You know what I'm saying? Like a fucking flamingo. What could you do, nigga? You know what I'm saying? I'm doing a flamingo, nigga. You know what I'm saying? This circuit is activated by ecstatic experiences via psychological effects of cannabis. So that's the puts weed with that. Tantra, Zen meditation, and free fall. I think he's talking about the free faller when you see in all them groups where they like fall and I'll catch you, meaning letting go. See, when you do that, the idea of letting go and trusting is letting go of your past. And this is what number five is about, letting go. Leary describes the circuit as the first appeared in the upper classes with development of leisure classes civilizations around 2000 BC. Well, what he's trying to speculate on in his 1977 understanding is the upper classes of the pharaoh classes. But as I already pointed out, it was the priesthood classes. So this is then.
Right.
So we're tampering, we're between four and five that I see most people. Now let's go to six.
Right.
The neuroelectric metapro. Yes.
I want to stop you before we get ready to go to 6 weeks. We have 2 minutes left to go in the forum. We're going to go to the after hour. So I just want us to close everybody out. Just want to tell you guys, download, download, download. The show is a must. It is definitely a download. If you want to reach out to Brother Panic and you want to get that panic pack, you want to get that love pack, or you want to get into some of your other work of really becoming the new you, you definitely need to email Brother Panic at panic, P-A-N-I-C, pack, P-A-C-K-S, pack, pack, no S, at hotmail.com. Email him. You can also hit him up on Facebook as well, too. All of the information is right here on the show for those of you who won't be joining us in the after hours. For the rest of you, if you like the show, I want you to like it. If you love it, I want you to love it. And definitely leave a message. Go over to the Facebook page for the Remix Family page. Leave a note and definitely download, download, download. Yes. You guys, so definitely get in. We're going to keep going. We're in the after hours. Want to say peace and blessing. Much love to you guys out there, to all the international listeners who are out there listening. Don't forget, you can pick up the Know Your Magic Oracle cards. They're ready. The Psychic Oracle deck is ready for you. So you can pick it up, and you know how to get that, too, as well. And Brother Panic, don't worry. I'm going to be sending some your way as well, too. So, we're going to get ready to close out, you guys. And the rest of you, if you can get in on the phone line, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone line so that we know that you're here and you're listening. All right, so we're going to keep going. We're in the after hours, and it looks like we're going to go. Nobody's dropping, so that's a great thing. Show is on fire, Brother Panic, so... Somebody did get dropped, but that's okay. I think we're going to be okay because I don't see anything on my board, and usually that's an indication. So we'll just keep going. We'll keep going.
I'll try to get these three in so y'all could download these things and get the rest. Okay, so we're up to six. The new electric metaprogram circuit. This circuit is concerned with re-imprinting and reprogramming all the earlier circuits relative of realities perceived. The sixth circuit consists of the nervous system becoming aware of itself. When the nervous system becomes aware of itself, remember, that's the spine, and that's Sobek.
When you activate
the Sobek energy, now when you get into 6, 7, and 8, you're getting deep into the consciousness. So to activate the six, seven, and eight are activating the nervous system for reprogramming reality. Everything I said here is about reprogramming your reality. So when you hear me, I'm talking from a different level of consciousness than this goddamn domestic shit. Y'all niggas, this zen yoga eating, goddamn group eating, meditating shit. Not saying nothing's wrong with that. It's a level,
and I'm
showing you the diagram right now. So when I'm talking about changing your reality and activating shit, at the very least, I'm talking from the sixth level of consciousness, a deeper level of consciousness, and I'm proving that to you now. But I'm not saying I'm exclusive to it. I'm saying you can do this, too. You can do this, too. You get what I'm saying? So, again, the sixth circuit consists of the nervous system becoming aware of itself, reprogramming all earlier circuits and all early realities that were perceived. You got to be new in this. Seven, the neurogenetic morphogenic circuit, the Buddha mind. This is when you get into the Christ energy. This is when you become the Horus, become the Jesus, become the Buddha. This part is concerned with the evolutionary consciousness, past and future. That means you become the one, meaning you actually come outside of past and future. Past, present, and future, outside of time. That's why I said you can access Horus the Elder now, coming out the gate. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right.
Ancestral, social, and scientific things line up. The first to achieve the mutation spoke of memories, past life, reincarnation, immortality. Yes. This is why I can tell you about past life, reincarnation, and immortality. This is levels of consciousness we're talking here. You get what I'm saying? This circuit is activated by regular doses of LSD. That's what they did with the LSD movement. That's what peyote does. Right. For all these niggas who can't get here, the peyote, the goddamn Ayahuasca, All of these drugs activate that seventh circuit, the go past, past life, reincarnation, outside of the time, past, future. That's what the Egyptians were dealing with, outside of time. That's why Heru the Elder is born before the baby Heru. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
In the last one. The psychosomatic or quantum non-local service circuit, the Obermind, which is your soul. Now, the eighth circuit is concerned with the quantum consciousness, not local awareness. Information from beyond ordinary space and time awareness, which is limited by the speed of light. That's old. The speed of your mind is faster than the speed of light. Illumination. Some ways the circuit can be activated are awakening of the Kundalini energy. Shock, near-death experience. The circuit has been compared to the concept of Buddha's Indra's net. The circuit is activated by the DMT in high doses. Now, what that means is dealing with the Sobek energy, what you're doing is going in to make yourself aware of the nervous system to activate the Kundalini to get into this quantum consciousness, all connected, spirits. Why do you think it's easy for me to talk to Steve Coakley and Gil Noble or whoever the fuck? Because my goal was not to be some nigga on Facebook or some nigga on goddamn blog talk radio to follow. My goal here was to deal with this shit that I'm reading you that I'm reading to you today.
Yes.
And eight also represents infinity, which is the quantum consciousness. This is how you do it. I'm trying to show you how this shit is done. This is how it's done. This is what those deities were left behind for, to tell you a story of how to go and relieve yourself, heal yourself, correct yourself, free yourself, disconnect yourself from this world. Mm-hmm. Go on your heart, your true Heru path, which is more than just some guy named Heru. You get what I'm saying? This shit is what it is. You get what I'm saying? It is what it is, and it is what you need to get with, and we can leave it there. But remember, email me, panicpack@hotmail.com, all your spiritual needs. Try the new shit. We got that love pack popping. We got the aura shield popping. Herb packs, dream packs, you know what I'm saying, nap sacks, nigga naps, and maybe you might even see a rat and buy you a cat. Get a free cat, you know what I'm saying? You nigga naps and get a free cat.
Wow. beautiful.
It's all going down. It's all going down. Like I said, I mean, if people who are really on their thing, and really doing their thing and really experimenting scientific and getting things done, they will see this was a master revealing tonight. People just toying around, you know, playing with some Kundalini shit, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's just another thing that they laughed at, had fun in the chat room. Like I said, my hope is for the previous description.
Oh, yeah.
Like you deal with this Sobek energy, it will activate something new. We need to activate these old ancient things. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We need to activate these old ancient things. You know, we can't toy around with this like it's some weekend fun. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's right.
Weekend fun. This is serious BI here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Beautiful share. You know, one of the things that I did is I just recently opened a Kundalini lab. That was something that actually came to me at the beginning of the year for those who want to do the serious work. Is like you said, playtime is over. So this message tonight is on point for so many different reasons. You guys, the love energy is coming back online again. Get the love pack. It's definitely going to help you with tapping into that unconditional love. So you want to get that. All of these things, when we talk about tools, this is really what the remix is about. It's about these tools that you can begin to need. So it's no reason that you should be out there and be unequipped, because it is a lot of things going out there. So many people want to talk about we're at war. Well, yes, you are. But the first war is within yourself. And so when you bring that harmony, like you were talking about it, inside of you, this is what all the things you can do. The herb packs, the belladonna, somebody was talking about that last week, the ODB oil, all the things that you offer, Brother Panic and myself as well, the readings, you know, whether it be the Akashic Record readings or, you know, whatever reading, the sacred session, the baby lotus readings, the glowing lotus readings, all of that, the oracle cards, all of these tools, really, the foundation. The foundation.
You need to realize that this stuff is our technology. So while they're stacking guns, you need to be stacking up herb packs in these meetings to understand where your energy is at. That's what's going on here. Like, you know what I'm saying? And whoever's saying we at war, I mean, I keep proving constantly that who you are claiming to be at war with is no match for you. There's no match for you. I just explained to you where who you think your enemy is still in, dealing with level 3 of consciousness. Maybe level 2, and their ego's in it. You ever go to Whole Foods and see how fucking proud the white people are for shopping there?
Oh yes,
you walk in Whole Foods, they're like, "What are you doing here, nigga? We know this. This is still level 3 of consciousness."
Yes.
And I explain everything up until level 8, which level 8 is Kundalini, and that's all you niggas talk about.
That's right.
That's all we talk about.
Get it and get with the foundation, getting those books, like you said, Cyclomancy. So many people, even in the readings, have told me, you know, that they've worked with that. It takes these tools. We talk about equipping ourselves, equipping our mind, and really getting into that state so we can make the Kundalini rise. Because really, in a sense, like you said, on a human level, your Kundalini energy is rising. It's always rising.
Right.
You can feel
that's
it.
Right.
But if you're really talking about getting
level.
To... Yes, you want to get to that God consciousness so you can channel some shit, so you can figure out some shit on your own and do these things. This is what the work is about. You know, it's about knowing your magic now and getting into this. So the love pack, I'm telling you guys, you need to get it because love energy is coming back online. And really that love talked about, I think it was at the end of last year.
Steve Irwin didn't have that love, and he was the crocodile man. That's why his heart got fucked up. He got stabbed in his heart.
Right, right.
So blighties, crankies. What was his word? Crankies.
Yes.
Crankies. You need to get a love pack. Crankies. Crankies. Like, no, it's important. It'll help. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You'll feel the energy. You'll get into that fourth canopy. Like I said, as Boo is talking about, these things are tools. These are everything I use. You know what I mean?
Me too.
This ain't shit I'm trying to figure out. Because it was just about figuring out something to sell motherfuckers. Oh, y'all be easy.
Oh, wow.
But I don't go that route.
We could have had a master plan a long time ago.
Yeah, I don't go that route. I need to give you stuff that works, else I don't feel right about me. I don't feel right about spending money that I don't feel I deserve.
That's right.
If people say this shit ain't working for me, how can I in good conscience do that? Because I deal with that balance.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
That's
I hate to say my God like anybody else, but y'all not going to fuck me up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm not going to let y'all fuck me up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so I'm not, you know, I only deal with things that work. No, these are tools because these are tools I use. These are tools that do. But they're only tools if you know how to use them right. That's why it comes with a whole bunch of words.
That's right. You're the only magic that makes these things come together. And we talk about that so much here on The Remix. And so it is time. You guys, this is definitely a download must. All of the shows here on The Remix, all of them. So download, download, download. There's so many things out there to do. And it's time for us, for those of you who have not been getting into your serious work, really to get into it and to begin to take it to the next level. It is time for the new. It is time for the new, you know? It is.
It's there.
Time's
gone. The shit is there. The shit is there if you do it. There's no price to it. There's no sweat to it. It's just close your eyes and go.
You got to go.
Close your eyes and
go.
So, I mean, you niggas say you need to buy an iPad, a goddamn tablet. You ain't got to do none of that. Close your fucking eyes. Get into your ancient shit.
That's right. That's it. The rise of Sebastian.
The allotropes, look at the pictures of the allotropes, and you'll see a geometric pattern. Meditate on the geometric pattern of those. Mm-hmm. And what that does is it's going to talk to your melanin. It's going to go beyond.
Mm-hmm.
Just stare at it intensely. Stare at it intensely. And it's going to talk directly to your melanin like any other sigil would. And it's going to line you up with the 8 Ogdode. The primal energies.
Powerful energy.
Eight is the primary number. I just didn't have time to go through all of that with the zeros and ones in computer language.
The binary code.
The binary code. Right, the binary code, 0 and 1, 0 is a vagina, 1 is a penis. So a series of ons and off is a conversation between, a conversation between masculine and feminine. And it is read by each, like the 8. So like, see, Esther put up 0, 0, 10, 10, 10, 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It'll be 8 numbers. That first place is 1. Second place, that 1 represents 2. That the third place, that 1 is empty, but it represents a 4. The next place, it represents an 8. And that's how it's done. So it's a series of 8, 4, 2s, 1, and then 16, 32, 64, and what's 64, 64, 128. That's where you get this 128-bit encryption and 128.
Right.
Then it goes just like 128.
Just looking at this. Just looking at this and really just some powerful stuff, like you said. It's really where they hit the language of the gods, but it's not hidden anymore.
Right.
The binary code is there.
Right.
It is the language
of
the gods.
We look at that now, and it looks like just some scientific shit that you're not into. But we got to forget these angles and you're a sacred geometrist. These angles and all the rest of that shit. Those are for melanin. See, they're not dealing with melanin, and they're not understanding that carbon is melanin. And so if you're talking about the 8 prime, you're talking about the primal carbon, as it shows up in the 8, you're talking about lining of melanin. Melanin is carbon.
Right.
They're a carbon-based being. You're a carbon being, a melanated being. Simple as that.
That's going to
line that up. You got to get into classical music as well. They told me I'm not really a big fan. I don't dislike, but you need to find a piece maybe on YouTube where you can download and see they're doing it in different keys. So whatever chakra you're going to focus on, you need to line up that chakra with that key and get it in. So it's very important you do that now. Those 30 major minors, we're going to be lining up with that legion of the 30 of Sobek.
Beautiful.
Or Thalios, his legion that he leads. That's 30 major and minors, which is both sides of the feminine and masculine in the spine.
Beautiful.
That dance is going to do it.
Well, Brother Panic, it is always, always an honor to have you here on the form. It says we have 00 left on the clock, so that means we're about to get out of here. They're about to kind of shut us down here. So, you know, I know you'll be back. I know you will. And who knows, you guys? Who knows, you know, what's going on? But definitely reach out. Let us know exactly how you feel about the show. If you like it, like it. If you guys love it, love it. Love it over on Facebook. Leave a message as well. Like the show here. Leave a comment. You can do that. Don't forget to reach out to Brother Panic, and you can do that by contacting him at Panic, PANICPACK, at hotmail.com. You definitely want to get into that stuff and be the new now. So peace and love to you guys. We're going to go ahead and get out of here. Much love, warm spirit. See you guys back here next week, Friday. We're going to be doing a blue blast call this week, so look out for it, you guys. Look out for it. So much things coming. So many things happening. That's it. So download, download, download. Peace and love, everyone. We're closing it out. Much love, you guys. See you guys next week. Peace. All right. Beautiful share, everyone. Peace and love. Peace and love.